College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're warring an eighth day in and around Gaza, but there's something new in this conflict. A terror attack in Israel. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
An explosion on a bus in downtown Tel Aviv, an act of terrorism that's left over 10 injured. Hamas is praising the attack. They haven't claimed responsibility, but say attacks like these should continue in response to Israeli strikes on Gaza. What happened in Tel Aviv was announced on mosque loudspeakers inside Gaza as Israel continued to strike targets. Overnight, several Palestinian ministries and smuggling tunnels were hit. More than 10 rockets have been fired into Israel. Some of them have been intercepted by the Iron Dome. Dave.
Emily, the talks continue to try to stop it all.
The rocket attacks from terrorist organizations inside Gaza on Israelis, cities, and towns must end, and a broader calm restored.
Secretary of State Clinton will hold a second day of talks with Israel's prime minister after sitting down with the Palestinian president on the West Bank. A fourth man involved in that failed plot to blow up a bridge in Ohio will be sentenced the day after three others got between 8 and 11 years in prison. A lot of Americans are up early, traveling for Thanksgiving. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
Where in the space of about 30 minutes, the line at one security checkpoint went from about 30 to nearly 200 as people head out to all over.
Going home to see my mother, North Carolina.
Rhode Island. It is a short flight. That's why I'm leaving early.
We're off to Kentucky, actually. It's a family reunion.
Now, experts are telling airport veterans, be extra patient today, as a lot of people who seldom or who have never been on an airplane will be with you negotiating those security lines, Dave.
Rich, and the day before Thanksgiving, President Obama will do tradition at the White House and pardon a turkey. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club Members Only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain check. See club for details.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It's harvest time at Rural Tea Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tea Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tea Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop RuralTeaPecans.com.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
That was Becky, gasping in surprise.
I can't
She can't believe it. This weekend, Kmart has three doorbuster events. Kmart triple doorbusters. Thanksgiving at 6 a.m. and at 8 p.m. and Friday at 5 a.m. There's great deals on electronics and toys. She'll be fine. Triple doorbusters. Yes, triple, as in three. Only at Kmart. Open early where permitted by law. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See local store or kmart.com/triple doorbusters for details.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Discussion at this week's College Station School District meeting included next year's legislative action plan. Superintendent Eddie Colson wants state lawmakers to replace end-of-course exams and other high-stakes testing by using 23 districts that make up the Texas High Performance Consortium.
College Station ISD is one of those, along with Anderson Shiro in our area. We would love to see the legislature empower those 23 school districts to develop a new accountability system, separate and apart from the current accountability system. And we believe that allowing us to move forward in developing a new system will be good for the state and perhaps even the nation in the long run.
The CSISD board also approved two recommendations for next year's school calendar. District patrons can vote online starting next Monday. College Station police are asking for your help in locating a missing teenager. Online at WTAW.com is a photo of 16-year-old Cedric Fielder. Investigators say he has stopped answering their phone calls. That's after he was reported missing 2 weeks ago. Fielder is believed to be in the College Station Bryan area, and he is safe. There's more confirmation A&M home football games will be played at Kyle Field during a major expansion.
The A&M system's recruiting proposals for a construction manager of the more than $400 million project. The 275-page RFP, which you can read online at WTAW.com, calls for work to be done in 8-month phases with a completion date of August 2016. The RFP lists all the improvements, but stops short of giving a sequence of what will be done first. The south side would get an upper deck and concourse, adding 12,000 seats initially, with the ability to build another 7,000. On the south side lower deck, there would be chairback seating with access to the Bright Building, which will become a club on game days. The upcoming calendar calls for opening RFPs December 7, announcing the shortlist of potential candidates the 13th, conducting interviews the 19th, then announcing the winner January 11. No starting date was listed, but requirements include allowing regular season football games to be played at Kyle in 2013, 14, and 15. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time in the storied history of A&M Thanksgiving Week football games, Midnight Yell will take place Friday at midnight. University officials issued a news release to clarify, since different days and times have been used in the past during the holiday. Head Yale leader Nelson Ingram says Kevin Sumlin will be among those in attendance. Caulfield gates open Friday night at 10:30, and as always, Yale leaders and the Aggie band will lead the crowd from the quad to the northeast entrance of the stadium. While A&M and the University of Texas aren't meeting on the football field this week, police departments from the two schools have a joint investigation. On our website at WTAW.com are pictures of two men responsible for spray painting Aggie graffiti on several UT buildings. UPD says it is unknown if the accused are Aggies. Anyone with information is asked to contact either police department. Much of downtown Bryan is now aglow with Christmas lights, but there's at least one property owner who asked the city council this week for lights on Main and Bryan Streets north of 22nd.
We have no Christmas lights in the 300, 400, all the way to MLK Boulevard. Why? Every year we ask, the last 3 or 4 years we've had absolutely no Christmas decorations.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says with no city funds available, they stretched donated money as far as possible.
We've been very pleased this year to have sponsors. For example, on the south end, additional blocks were lit with the sponsorship and with monies from individual building owners who said, willing to pay for it, would you please expand it?
Dunn says the long-term goal is to have lights as far north as MLK. Until then, a committee continues to solicit sponsorships and works with building owners. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the customs of Christmas, brought to you 3 times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:12. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Partly sunny and rather warm weather for today, but looks like a good travel day across the state. High temperatures are going to be up close to 80 today. The partly cloudy weather overnight, lows will drop down to about 55. Thanksgiving Day, it remains warm, a mixture of clouds and sun, 75 to 80. Clouds will move in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds and maybe a shower Friday, turning cooler, with highs of only 65 to 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Ringing endorsement from Coach Sumlin for Johnny Football. We've also got A&M Hoops finally off the schneid on both sides. So exciting news there. And an NCAA record in basketball, and it's unheard of, with someone taking 108 shots.
One person?
One guy.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll share that and more coming up in just a bit.
Nothing like a team player.
Well, it wasn't just the final score of the game was 179-104,
yeah,
if that tells you anything.
There you go. All right.
Real defensive struggle.
So a group of 28 women were driven to set a new world record, and they're not letting anything stop them. Least of all, the size of the car that they chose for the record attempt. It was November the 15th, and in honor of the day, I don't know why that day, 28 gymnasts in Sussex, England, attempted to set a world record for most people stuffed inside a Mini Cooper hatchback. took 10 minutes for all the women to get inside, and all the doors and windows shut? Wow, for at least 5 seconds. After the 28 gymnasts packed themselves into the Guinness Book, this record, 23 of them went on to set an additional record for most people inside a classic Mini. That would be a car that's even smaller than the modern Mini. So, I mean, now that's what we need video of. I mean, how do
they're
you do that?
They're gymnasts. They must be contorted and all kinds of weird
understand,
shapes.
But I'm thinking, how many oxygen tubes do we need to be running in there, too? I mean, you know?
Well, if you can hold your breath for 5 seconds.
And did they do a computer graphic of this? You know what I'm saying? Did they go ahead and put this together and they say, okay, now you have to do this and then you do this, and they took the measurements of them all and got them packed
talking about a schematic?
Something like that. And again, all the doors and windows closed for, or all the doors closed for at least 5 seconds. Get me out of here! Wow, yeah, the ultimate clown car, I guess, huh? Yeah, I won't be impressed with that anymore. What do you mean you only got 12 clowns in there? Come on. I've seen that many gymnasts, twice that many, in fact.
Info.
I still don't understand why November 15th. It
me
just said
neither.
In honor of the day.
I Googled it, and well, I can't find anything out about it.
Well, maybe it's National Gymnast Day.
Who knows?
Yeah.
There's really no telling.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, there you go. It's 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nothing really interesting happening today. It's the day before Thanksgiving. How's that?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Thanksgiving Eve.
We won't be here tomorrow.
It's a Friday week.
Yeah, it is kind of.
I love that.
Yeah.
Let me see. You want to go birthdays?
Oh, sure.
Carly Rae Jepsen is 23 or 27.
We didn't know who she was like 8 months ago.
I still don't know who she is.
Yeah, you do.
Call me maybe.
That annoying song. Yeah, that's her.
Song.
That's her. Yeah, okay.
Michael Strahan is 41. Mm-hmm. NFL record for season sacks in a season. Mm-hmm. Ken Griffey Jr. is 43. Troy Aikman, 46. For you oddly strange music lovers, Bjork is 47.
Really?
Yes.
I always thought that was Bjork. I had no idea.
One or the other.
But
Scott, you're just making fun
right,
of him.
Right, yeah.
Don't make fun of our local athlete, Scott.
Okay, yeah.
Alexander Siedig, Dr. Bashir from Star Trek Deep Space, is 47. Mm-hmm. Nicolette Sheridan, 49. Lonnie Jordan from the group War, 64 today. Goldie Hawn is 67.
Oh, yeah.
Harold Ramis is 68, director of Groundhog Day and Caddyshack.
He's really pretty good.
He really is. Yeah. Ghostbusters, right. Did a whole lot of them. Dr. John.
He was the other guy in the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That one who you really didn't know. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Dr. John is 72.
Oh, my.
Marlo Thomas is 75.
See, and that's amazing. I mean, it just is.
That girl.
Yeah. Because, again, and she was, you know, a little bit older when she was in that show, mm-hmm. obviously, but that puts her to the point. And, again, she's kind of starting to show her age, but still, she looks awful good
yeah,
for 75.
She looks great.
Yeah.
And one of my heroes growing up.
Yeah.
And I patterned my baseball stance after him because there was a giant statue in front of Bush Memorial Stadium.
Uh-huh.
Stan the Man Musial, 92 years old today.
Been here.
Really?
Just came by to see the museum. And, because I forget, somebody got a chance to shake his hand and chat with him.
Oh, yeah. Man. See, I really want to meet Craig Biggio. I wish he would come visit us.
Well, he may have. Just don't know. You know, you could always extend the invitation.
I know
Craig Biggio, if you're listening,
yeah,
we would love to have you on our show.
Yeah.
We will even make you some coffee.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
I know somebody that knows him. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, all right. There you go. All right. You got birthdays for tomorrow?
No, I didn't prepare that
Not a
way.
Problem. Okay, Scarlett Johansson. I don't get her. I don't understand her at all.
I don't either.
I just don't. 28.
Isn't she the bathwater person from a couple days ago?
Yeah, that's right. And she's Lost in Translation. And I didn't even get that movie.
I didn't either.
The entire movie, I'm going, okay, it's Bill Murray, but so what?
But it's not funny.
It was Lost in Translation.
Yeah, it really was. Let's see. Jamie Lee Curtis, 54. Talking yogurt these days, right?
And still very pretty.
Yes, she is. She's an attractive lady. Mark Ruffalo, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's 45. Robert Vaughn, ooh, the man from Uncle.
Oh, what great show.
You bet, 80 years old.
And played a bad guy in a lot of movies after that.
He did, that's true. Richard Kind is 56. Jamie Campbell Bauer from, of course, Harry Potter, right? Uh-huh, sure. 24.
You lost me on that one.
Unless you tell me who they played, I won't know.
I have no idea. Terry Gilliam is one of the Monty Pythonettes. It'd be 72.
Know that.
Yep. Boris Becker, 45. Billie Jean King, same day. Wow, 69. Marielle Hemingway, 51. And Stevie Van Zandt from the E Street Band would be 62 years old.
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie, that's it. All right, those are your birthdays on Thanksgiving.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hamas is pretty gutless and cowardly because they put their missile systems right next to mosques and right next to schools and right next to hospitals. And in other words, anywhere they can use it as a human shield. Because if, God forbid, the Israelis try and take it out and they miss it by 3/4 of an inch and the mosque is hit or the hospital is hit or the school is hit, we know who they're going to blame, Israel. So we'll see if the ceasefire is put into effect. And if it's put into effect, in large part, it's because the Israelis have very effectively stopped and protected themselves. By the way, that was the dream of Ronald Reagan, that liberals mocked. Star Wars. The idea that if a missile is being fired at you, your only defense is to hit them back. Well, how about taking it out of the air? Not a bad idea.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I want to talk to you about something really fun. Now, if you love games, you know, party games, board games, there is a fantastic brand new game. It's called Wits and Wagers. Now, I've been playing this with my kids, my family, and I'm going to tell you, once you start, you cannot stop. Now, the best part is you get family time. It's important to all of us, and this game makes family time even better, and it's not just for families. When our friends visit, they love it too. Now, as soon as you start playing, the room's going to fill with cheers and laughter. It's what I love about this game. It gives everyone a chance to win, and even if someone else wins, well, you want to keep playing because you feel like you can win the next game. And that's the magic of Wits and Wagers Party Game. Everyone in the family's going to love to play, and in my house, they love to play because they enjoy beating me. Now, it's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock in the name, Wits and Wagers. It is the single most clever game that you have ever played. I guarantee it. Now, it's available at Walmart, Target, Toys R Us, and wherever games are sold. Remember the name, Wits and Wagers.
The Twinkie maker still plans to go out of business. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There is no 11th-hour reprieve for Hostess. The maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread will continue with its plan to liquidate. A mediation session between Hostess and its baker's union did not resolve the issues that led to a crippling strike by company workers. News Corporation is reportedly looking to grow its book publishing business. The Wall Street Journal says News Corporation has expressed interest in buying Simon & Schuster from CBS. News Corporation is the parent of this network, and it owns HarperCollins Publishers. If you drive a Toyota Prius, you'll be happy to know car thieves are probably not interested. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says despite the popularity of the hybrid, the Prius has an exceptionally low theft rate. When cars do get stolen, they have a notably high recovery rate. Stock market futures are pointing a little lower. The government moved up the release of its weekly report on new unemployment claims because of Thanksgiving. That report will be out this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. So call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Get a free security system with free activation and free hardware. You pay for just a $99 installation fee and monitoring services. Call right now and you'll also get 6 door and window sensors for free. Call right now, 1-888-427-1444. 1-888-427-1444. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Total cost $13.31.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320KY, City of Louisville, 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Total package includes 6-door window sensors. Call now, 1-888-427-1444.
Scott LaMarca is a wounded vet with a fighting spirit.
This is my life once I get out of the military, and I want to build it, but this time I don't want just anybody.
Back from deployments, he's starting a construction company for wounded vets.
Never take no for an answer, and I find a way to make it happen.
His speech is slow because of his traumatic brain injury. That's not his only injury. Life coach Barbara Crawford helps vets adjust to normal life. Tonight, KX News Doug Curran shows how she's helping Scott accomplish his goals.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscast. local people living here, working here. KAG's HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. High today and tomorrow, probably going to be right around 80 or so, maybe a little fog forming tonight and therefore tomorrow morning. And then Thursday night down to about 57. Slight chance of showers on Friday. 70 is our high, and then 42 is our low because we're going to have a little wind shift, a front come in to make it cooler. Saturday looks really nice, though. 65 degrees under sunny skies and no winds really to mention. Kind of chilly on Saturday night at 41 degrees, but still pretty nice. Hope that 20% chance of rain develops. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? All right, right now we've got calm winds. Humidity is 97%, fair skies, and we're at 54 degrees currently.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
What do you do if it's time to cook the turkey and it's still partially frozen? Or you think the turkey's done, but you still see a little pink meat? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-229-5700 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-229-5700. That's 1-800-229-5700. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Just about every Thanksgiving dinner has at least one little emergency. For instance, it's time to cook the turkey and it's still partially frozen.
The trick to that is to immerse it in a sink full of cold water. Keep it in its wrapper. You want to put it in the sink for about 30 minutes per pound of turkey that you have to get it to its total defrost time.
Elizabeth Shepherd, author of the e-book Let's Talk Turkey, says a lot of people worry about the turkey not being cooked all the way through, especially if they see a little pink in the meat.
You want to make sure that, for example, when you cut into the turkey, the juices are running clear and not red. I think where people get nervous is they start to cut close to the bone, particularly around the dark meat, and that looks really pink. And that's actually really okay. It's more about the color of the juice.
And Elizabeth has some thoughts about cranberry sauce.
The one thing that really, really perplexes me is why people buy cranberry sauce out of a can, because the easiest thing to make for your Thanksgiving dinner is your own cranberry sauce. You take a bag of cranberries, which are available everywhere this time of year, and you put them in a pot, and you put in about equal parts of sugar and water, and then you just simmer it until it starts to get kind of thick, and then you can add whatever you like to it and make it look beautiful. You can add slices of peeled orange or clementines. You can throw in walnuts or almonds and stir it all together. And that's cranberry sauce. Certainly make that early in the day and stick it in the fridge, and then you can serve that at whatever temperature you like.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. Now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South, they'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M system plans to continue home football games at Kyle Field during a three-year expansion.
Interested general contractors for the more than $400 million project have until December 7 to submit a proposal. Among the requirements is pausing construction to allow regular season games at Kyle in 2013, 14, and 15. Among details from the 275-page RFP, which you can read online at WTAW.com, includes lowering the playing field 7 feet and moving it 18 feet to the south. That would add 6 rows of seats to the east and north sides. Also on the east side, 20 private suites would replace the lower seating bowl. Previously announced was the demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum in the Reed Building. And the west side would be demolished, adding 6 more rows of seating closer to the field, among other features. The system will announce its construction manager January 11. Work will be done in 8-month phases with a completion date of August 2016. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The announcement that this week's A&M Midnight Yell practice will be held at midnight Friday may not be news, but university officials say it's the first time for a Thanksgiving week football game. Previously, Yell practice was held on other days and times. That prompted a news release confirming what A&M is calling a fully bona fide traditional midnight Yell practice. It means Yell leaders and the Aggie band leading the crowd from the quad to the northeast entrance of Kyle Field. Gates open Friday night at 10:30, and head Yell leader Nelson Ingram says Kevin Sumlin will be there. Aggie graffiti spray painted on the University of Texas campus has police at both schools asking for assistance. Photos of 2 men responsible for the vandalism can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Either police department can be contacted if anyone has information on who wrote Aggie phrases and symbols on several buildings at the Austin campus. A College Station teenager missing for 2 weeks is believed to be safe and still in the area, but police are asking if you have seen 16-year-old Cedric Fielder. Investigators say he has stopped answering their phone calls. A photo of Fielder is on our website at WTAW.com. This week's College Station School Board meeting continued discussion on long-range planning.
And I anticipate that we'll get a community group together sometime next spring. Probably meeting in February, March, and April through then to really get direction related to how the district can best go about meeting its needs in terms of facilities, and that would be new facilities, renovations that might be necessary for capital projects, as well as look at some of our programs that we have and determine what needs we might have there in terms of facilities.
Superintendent Eddie Colson says based on growth projections and the district's grade schools already at 93% capacity, a 9th elementary building could be needed within 3 years. And by the end of the decade, CSISD may need a 10th elementary, a 3rd intermediate, and a 3rd middle school. The Bryan City Council has been asked to move money to add Christmas lights in the downtown area north of William Joel Bryan.
We see the city spending money on lots of things. Let's put some Christmas decorations down Main Street. We spent a lot of money to beautify downtown, to redo Main Street, to rear our Christmas lights.
The council took no action on the request because state law does not allow a response during the public comment portion of the meeting. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says expanding the lights takes private money and the permission of building owners.
We would certainly want to go all the way north to MLK eventually with the lights, but again, we're limited as far as our original area until such time as we can get funds to, you know, to expand to, you know, much further out.
Dunn says there is a committee that works with building owners and solicits money to pay for additional lights. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On holidays, St. Joseph Express is your answer to tackling colds, aches, pains, and cuts by getting you in, getting you seen, and on your way quick. With locations in Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Hearn, St. Joseph Express is open early to late and on weekends and holidays with no appointment needed, seeing patients of all ages and accepting most major insurances. You'll like the doctors, like the service, and most of all, like getting seen on a holiday. St. Joseph Express, making a difference for you.
This Friday is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year. Don't treat this like any other shopping day. Let the Bryan College Station Eagle help. The Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle will be in stores at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 21st. Full of money-saving coupons and Black Friday specials, from flat-screen TVs to jewelry and sporting goods, whatever you're looking for, the best deals in BCS and your Black Friday shopping plan is in the Bryan College Station Eagle for only $1.50. Remember, the Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle is in stores this Wednesday night. On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Abundant sunshine. We get a chance to see that developing as the day goes on. It becomes partly sunny today, and highs are going to be warm for this time of year, close to 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to 55. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Warm on Thanksgiving Day, high 75 to 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds Friday, chance of showers cooler. Highs only 65 to 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Splashing home the three, Elston Turner.
And boy, did they ever need it. We'll share what happened at the CBE Classic in Kansas City with the Aggie basketball team. Both men's and women's teams did well. We'll share more coming up. Also, an earth-shattering, record-breaking, oh my goodness, 108-shot night in NCAA Division III basketball. And the media day was yesterday for the coaches, and we'll share that with you as well coming up in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You go to Heisman Watch today, and number one would be that quarterback from College Station. With
you mean the one who Frito from Candy is wearing his jersey today?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Representing.
Okay.
wow, really, Kat?
Yeah. What?
Representing.
He has nothing.
Obviously, you've never lived in Waco or Navasota.
He has nothing but first and second place votes. He is the only one who has nothing but first and second place votes. That's pretty significant.
Yes, it is.
He has 10 first place votes. The next closest is that Monty put a tie on guy from Notre Dame with
Manti Te'o.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
Monty
my
put
gosh.
A tie on.
Yeah.
He has 3 first place votes. Okay.
Well, the Golden Domers are on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which does not bode well against USC.
Yeah.
That's like the curse of all curses.
So, I mean, it looks rather promising, at least right now. We'll see what happens. It's, I guess by Saturday night, when that Notre Dame-USC game is over, should pretty well know.
Unless, I've heard if Manziel has a pedestrian game, it could be bad. If he has a bad game, it's not, he'll lose it.
Yeah, well. Okay, waiting on him to have his first bad game. He's had games that weren't that good, but, not a bad game.
Kind of like our show.
Yeah, right.
We haven't had any bad shows. We have some that aren't that good.
We have some that Smithsonian hasn't called for yet, but sure they will
some that
some
are
point.
Not listener requested.
Yeah, something like that. So, we're not working tomorrow. There are a lot of people who aren't working today,
Oh, yeah, it's deader than a doornail out there.
Yeah, because I'm looking at traffic.
What are you boys thankful for? Or should we talk about that later?
Inside work with no heavy lifting.
That is a good thing to be
thankful
for.
Yeah, it is. Really is. I mean, that's for sure. It's a great place to work. Get to ride an elevator to work. And, can't beat that. That and I don't have to go see Billy Ray Cyrus play in the production of Chicago that's in New York.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
really?
Is that scary or what?
I saw Tom Wopat in that.
Did you?
And it was actually really good, but I don't see Billy Ray doing it.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see how that works out for him. Billy Ray Cyrus on Broadway. Boy, if you'd have thought that 20 years ago. That's scary.
It does make you pause a bit.
Yeah,
times they are a-changing.
I guess. All right, so let's see. Everybody's out of town. The big news is the pardon the turkey thing.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
This is so stupid. Of course,
You know who started it?
No, who started
JFK.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, pardon the turkey. I guess somebody, some handler went to him and said, Mr. President, this would look really good if you pardon the turkey.
PETA doesn't like it.
Well, here's the deal about PETA.
Well, do they feel like it's patronizing, or what's the deal?
Yes, that's exactly what they think it is.
Well, here's the deal. PETA, if we didn't have, cages at the zoo, there's a whole bunch of animals that would eat each one another before the... What?
Did you get that email I sent you about the drunk Australian who rode on Fatso the alligator?
Oh, I did. What? Tell me about that.
Oh, well, he survived, but he basically got really, really drunk, left
Golly,
the pub.
An Australian
he decided
drunk.
To climb down into this zoo thing and get on top of Fatso.
Like a zoo pit, yeah.
And anyway, then the next thing they know, he showed back up at the pub, and he's got chunks of flesh hanging off of his legs.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
Anyway, and then I don't know the quote, but it was something pretty funny from the zookeeper that was like, well, he...
What do you want, right?
No, he survived, but we're just lucky that it was cold weather, and Fatso was a little bit more sluggish than usual.
Oh, he's sluggish, yeah. Well, again, ask the people at PETA. Would you like to go and open all the cages at the zoo and tell me what the death count's going to be by the end of the night?
No, you remember when somebody killed himself and let all those animals free, last year?
Yeah.
Running all over Texas or
animals
Ohio.
It was up there. Animals kill each other. PETA somehow must think that, they'd all get along? Speaking of pardoning, this is kind of interesting. Presidential pardons. From President Obama, rather hard to come by.
Really?
He'll pardon the turkey, but recent presidents have barely used their clemency powers. Obama is more frugal than any of them. He has granted 22 pardons and commuted one sentence. A political scientist notes that no president has been this tough on pardons since John Adams. Obama has pardoned one in 290 requests. George W. Bush, 1 in 55 requests. Bill Clinton, 1 in 16 requests. Daddy Bush, 1 in 19 requests. And Ronald Reagan, little Ronnie, 1 pardon in 8.
Maybe the president has more important things on his mind.
That's right. He's got a golf game he's got to go play. He doesn't have time to be doing that kind of stuff.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of, his friends aren't felons. It's not pardonable offenses.
I'm with Scott. I was thinking he was more concerned about mulligans than pardons.
Yeah. So when members of Congress and the president start doing this, whatever they're going to do to avoid us going over the fiscal cliff or whatever, federal employees are just wanting you to know that they don't want to be a part of that. They don't want any major cuts.
Of course they don't.
Yeah. An organization representing multiple federal employee groups has written a letter to Congress asking that, well, their numbers be spared. I mean, go ahead and hit those other folks, but not them, okay? Them, because they're special. Remember that. So how do you feel about this? Officials in the state of Illinois are apparently following the lead of some other states, and they are going to start issuing driver licenses to illegal immigrants. Driver licenses to illegal immigrants. Democrats.
Really?
Yep. Well, here's, and again, see, once you get started and you hear the mantra, it makes sense because it's either all about the children or it's all about safety, right? So they figure this will help with safety. Pat Quinn, the governor, has told reporters, quote, "This is a safety issue. It is a safety issue. It impacts every driver in Illinois. We should join together to take swift action to save lives, making sure all motorists, regardless of their background, are licensed and insured. That will drive economic growth and ease the financial burden on all Illinois motorists." What a great quote.
Well, wouldn't that be an easy way to find who was illegal and who wasn't?
Well, every governor should do that quote and just plug his state in. I mean, listen to those action words. Safety issue. Impacts every driver. Join together. Take swift action. Save lives.
Well, what I have to say is, grammatically, he should have said, "It will have an impact on every driver," because impacting is constipation.
By golly, it's going to impact.
That's what people use. Yeah, I was really impacted. That means you're constipated. Yeah. Look it up in the dictionary if you don't believe me. That's just my little 2 cents.
No true words about a politician have ever been spoken.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, politician and constipated. That's good. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we'll see how all that works out. But and you know, I mean, granted, some of them might have kind of sketchy backgrounds. They may be, maybe they've had some brushes with the law. But you know that as soon as they get that driver license, they're going right to the insurance office. I mean, you know they're going to be fully insured, don't you?
After they rob, never mind.
Well, they're going to do the right thing. They're going to go and get that insurance so that...
Can I get insurance on welfare?
I just heard you can get Exceed high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month when you bundle with satellite TV. So now they have two satellites hovering over us? That sounds like the start of an invasion to me. I'll be keeping my eyes on you, space people.
Get Exceed high-speed internet for just $39.99 a month for 12 months when you bundle with satellite TV. Call 888-782-7488 or visit exede.com for details. Actual speeds will vary, not available in all areas. Exceed high-speed internet for all mankind.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Things don't move as briskly in the field of soils as they do in computers and medicine, but changes do happen nonetheless. That's partly because we've learned new facts, and partly it's because of new products that hit market shelves each year. The past several years have seen that same sort of evolutionary development. I'll be back to talk about making good soils better right after this important message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Soil laboratory technicians have been warning us for years that we were adding too much phosphorus to our Texas clay soils. Many of us began our careers preaching the gospel that the middle number of the fertilizer analysis promotes roots, flowers, and fruit. I know I did. That gospel is true, but it's only half true. The real fact is that while phosphorus does give those results, heavier soils tend to accumulate phosphorus rather efficiently. It's a little like the guy down the street who makes a good living but never spends any of his earnings. Only his savings may eventually be put to good and necessary use. All that excess phosphorus, by comparison, can reach toxic levels where it seriously impacts the normal growth of your favorite plants. That's where we turn back to those same soil technicians, but this time we're more respectful of their findings. We remember that nitrogen, the first number of the analysis, promotes leaf and stem growth. But if those soil lab people tell us to use only nitrogen on our tomatoes and flower garden, hey, we're now true believers. We understand we already have enough phosphorus. So if you're in a clay soil, odds are you only need to add nitrogen. Some nurseries offer soil tests, usually at a small fee. There also are some boxed kits you can buy, but the best thing is to work through the soil testing lab at Texas A&M, and this is a good time to have your soil tested so you'll be ready for spring plantings. If you're working up new soils, there are a couple of things you can do to improve your long-term success. First, always plant in gently raised beds. That's a hedge against those occasional times when it does rain to excess in Texas. It's especially critical for annuals like pansies, snaps, petunias, and periwinkles. Also for mums, even roses. Good drainage is a critical issue. It certainly is for tomatoes. Organic matter is always the best thing you can add to any Texas soil. It comes in many forms, from bark mulch to compost, rotted manure to Canadian sphagnum peat moss. In reality, all four categories bring their own inherent good features to the earth, and you really ought to use a blend of all of them. I use a couple of inches of peat moss and 1 inch of each of the others, and then I'll also add, if I have a clay soil, 1 inch of expanded shale with all that organic matter. You need to beware of any soil additive that makes extravagant claims. Texas is a hotbed of these odd products, and they really generally lack any validity at all. Look for valid university testing. I'm Neil Sperry, creating memories in the garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Now, to say that most SEC coaches are reserved and predictable at press conferences, less one Mad Hatter at LSU, you'd probably be right. Not that Coach Sumlin has anything earth-shattering to say when asked about Johnny Football and whether he should win the Heisman, but he compared not only this season, but other seasons over the years, and that's really saying something. Here's Coach Sumlin from Football Media Day.
I think that if you look at his numbers, just look at his numbers and what he has done compared to everyone else who's playing the game, they speak for themselves. And I'll take it a step further. If you look at his numbers compared to for a season, compared to anyone else who's played the game for in one season, they speak for themselves too.
A&M and Johnny will have a chance to take one more step towards history this Saturday at 6 o'clock. Pregame starts at 5 with Dave and Dave. Of course, all the action is live right here on 1620 WTAW. A&M hoops in full swing yesterday with wins from both squads after a sluggish first half. The Aggies got it close, and with 2 seconds left against Washington State in the CBE Classic in Kansas City, Elston Turner came up big.
He says, get away. I'm going to win this thing.
Oh!
flashing home the three. Elston Turner. Wooldridge at the buzzer, just offline, and the Texas A&M Aggies cue the war hymn.
A&M hopes doing well. Here's Turner following the big win and the big three-pointer.
I didn't want to go into overtime, so I wanted to win this game. So, you know, like you said, it was a team win, though. You know, our team brought us back into it. Our role players, you know, played a heck of a game, and I'm just glad we came away with the win.
Up next, the guys get a bit of a break for the holidays. They'll be back at Reed on the 26th to play Northwestern State. A&M women's basketball team posted their first win in convincing fashion, trouncing the Liberty Flames 70-55. Freshman Courtney Walker led the Aggies in scoring with 20 points, 3 assists, and 2 rebounds. The ladies kick off the A&M Classic this Friday at Reed, and they'll start the tournament against Southern at 7. Now, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, the game against Philadelphia will remain on Sunday night, December the 2nd. The NFL announced that it's a flexible scheduling decision because neither team currently have winning records. They won't be moved. And finally, Jack Taylor took 108 shots and set an NCAA record by scoring 138 points to lead Division III Grinnell to a 179-104 thrashing of Faith Baptist Bible College last night. Taylor made 27 of 71 three-point attempts, 52 of 108 from the field, added 7 of 10 from the free throw line, and did it all in just 36 minutes of play. Previous record was Rio Grande's Bevo Francis. He held the NCAA scoring record with 113 points against Hillsdale, dating all the way back to 1954. That's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293, Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance.
And that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
You know, kind of as a public service, we try to help you save money whenever possible. I mean, that's just a good thing to do. Make your dollars stretch a little bit farther. So if you're going to have a plumbing problem, today is the day to have it, because tomorrow is more expensive. And it's also the...
So schedule it another way.
Sure. Well, tomorrow is the busiest day for plumbers. Did you know that?
Doesn't surprise me even a little.
Because what happens is you have a bunch of idiots who come in from the country who don't have disposals and they don't know how to use them or whatever.
Or inside plumbing.
Yeah, or you got your College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a terror attack. The U.S. has condemned in Israel amid the 8 days of warring that continues in and around Gaza. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in Jerusalem.
A bomb exploded on a bus in the center of Tel Aviv. This medical emergency worker is on the scene.
Three of the casualties are severely to moderately injured.
Sixteen people have been injured in total. There's been no claim of responsibility yet, but Hamas has praised the attack. Police are searching for one or more people involved believed to be on the run. As Gaza and Israel continues to trade shots, 142 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting broke out, and five Israelis. Dave.
Emily, Secretary of State Clinton has just gone to Cairo, Egypt, hoping to help negotiate a ceasefire after talks with both the Israelis and Palestinians. Do the Twinkies expire today? Hostess goes back to court. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
With mediation talks failing, Hostess will continue with a hearing today with a bankruptcy court judge who will decide if Hostess can close its operations. 18,000 jobs could be lost. The Bakers Union says that it's already given enough in concessions. Hostess's most popular brands like Twinkies will likely be bought by another company. Dave?
Courtney, it's go time, the big day before Thanksgiving rush. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
Dave, the crowds are growing at this and other airports, but it looks like you won't have to worry about backups in the sky, as the weather is excellent almost everywhere.
That's very rare this time of year. There's always going to be an early snow or thunderstorm somewhere, but this is really one of those picture-perfect weekends.
Travel expert Chris Chimes at Orbit says air travel will be slightly down, but AAA says car travel will be slightly up this holiday season.
Rich, there's a new star in basketball. Jack Taylor scored 138 points in one game last night for Grinnell College, shattering a record. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members-only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
It's the season of giving. Riviera Salon and Day Spa invites you to help replenish the Brazos Valley Food Bank during the second annual Spa Dollars for Food Drive. Now through December 1st, bring donations of canned or non-perishable food items to the spa. For every 5 items you donate, receive a $5 voucher for services at Riviera up to $25 per person. Help Riviera collect food for local families in need. Riviera Salon and Day Spa on Rock Prairie across from the new Scott and White Hospital, or visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-706-8022. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-706-8022. That's 1-800-706-8022.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swernham and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Discussion at this week's College Station School District meeting included next year's legislative action plan. Superintendent Eddie Coulson wants state lawmakers to replace end-of-course exams and other high-stakes testing by using 23 districts that make up the Texas High Performance Consortium.
College Station ISD is one of those, along with Anderson Shiro in our area. We would love to see the legislature empower those 23 school districts to develop a new accountability system, separate and apart from the current accountability system. And we believe that allowing us to move forward in developing a new system will be good for the state and perhaps even the nation in the long run.
The CSISD board also approved two recommendations for next year's school calendar. District patrons can vote online starting next Monday. College Station police are asking for your help in locating a missing teenager. Online at WTW.com is a photo of 16-year-old Cedric Fielder. Investigators say he has stopped answering their phone calls. That's after he was reported missing 2 weeks ago. Fielder is believed to be in the Bryan College Station area and safe. There's more confirmation that A&M home football games will be played at Kyle Field during a major expansion.
The A&M system's recruiting proposals for a construction manager of the more than $400 million project. The 275-page RFP, which you can read online at WTAW.com, calls for work to be done in 8-month phases with a completion date of August 2016. The RFP lists all the improvements, but stops short of giving a sequence of what will be done first. The south side would get an upper deck and concourse, adding 12,000 seats initially, with the ability to build another 7,000. On the south side lower deck, there would be chairback seating with access to the Bright Building, which will become a club on game days. The upcoming calendar calls for opening RFPs December 7, announcing the shortlist of potential candidates the 13th, conducting interviews the 19th, then announcing the winner January 11. No starting date was listed, but requirements include allowing regular season football games to be played at Kyle in 2013, 14, and 15. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time in the storied history of A&M Thanksgiving Week football games, Midnight Yell will take place Friday at midnight. University officials issued a news release to clarify, since different days and times have been used in the past during the holiday. Head Yell leader Nelson Ingram says Kevin Sumlin will be among those in attendance. Caulfield gates open Friday night at 10:30, and as always, Yell leaders and the Aggie band will lead the crowd from the quad to the northeast entrance of the stadium. And while A&M and the University of Texas aren't meeting on the football field this week, police departments from the two schools have a joint investigation. On our website at WTAW.com are pictures of two men responsible for spray painting Aggie graffiti on several UT buildings. UPD says it is unknown if the culprits are Aggies. Anyone with information is asked to contact either police department. Much of downtown Bryan is now aglow with Christmas lights, but there's at least one property owner who asked the city council this week for lights on Main and Bryan Streets north of 22nd.
We have new Christmas lights in the 300, 400, all the way to MLK Boulevard. Why? Every year we ask, the last three or four years, we've had absolutely no Christmas decorations.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says with no city funds available, they stretch donated money as far as possible.
We've been very pleased this year to have sponsors. For example, on the south end, additional blocks were lit with the sponsorship and with monies from individual building owners who said, willing to pay for it, would you please expand it?
Dunn says the long-term goal is to have lights as far north as MLK. Until then, a committee continues to solicit sponsorships and works with building owners. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, it's the new tradition from the city of College Station, the holidays. It's called Christmas at the Creek. It'll be at Wolfpen Creek. Four family-friendly evenings. Now, the first one is going to be Friday, and then Saturday, and then the next weekend, December 7th and 8th. Each night, it's from 6 until 9. It's free. There's free parking at Post Oak Mall, and there'll be a hayride drop-off and pick-up at Post Oak Mall and the Arts Center and the Colgate Drive entrance at Wolfpen Creek. All the information I talk about is available on the website, so if you want to go there and see, because there's going to be specific entertainment each night, and if you have something that you want to see that'll be different, I mean, Santa's Texas Vacation Celebration is going to be Saturday, September the 1st. They have lots of singers and dancers on November the 30th. Gospel Christmas is on December the 7th, and then Bring Your Pet and Enjoy a Movie Night is on the 8th, but you can see all the details at the College Station website, which is cxtx.gov/Christmas, or you can give them a call at 764-3486. Now, also available for those who grew up with the idea of Christmas in the Park celebration, you can still take your family for a stroll or an easy drive through the Stephen C. Beachy Central Park and enjoy the lights. They've got the Tower of Power, the big tall Christmas tree, and other stuff going on there. Also, each night they'll have live nativity scenes, the Hayrides Petting Zoo, Chef Tay will be there, Southern Comfort Road Trip, and the Cake Junkie with their mobile food trucks in case you get hungry while you're there. So it's Christmas at the Creek and Christmas at the Park. It's coming up, brought to you from the city of College Station.
Going hunting? Interstate All Battery Center will keep you on target with batteries to power everything from deer feeders and scopes to four-wheelers and flashlights. Plus, get equipped with Ultramatic deer feeders and feeder parts. Power up in the great outdoors with generators and inverters, all available at Interstate All Battery Center. See why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. The exact battery you need is at Interstate Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Call 775-4293. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hey, it's 7:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Partly sunny and rather warm weather for today, but looks like a good travel day across the state. High temperatures are going to be up close to 80 today. The partly cloudy weather overnight, lows will drop down to about 55. Thanksgiving Day, it remains warm, a mixture of clouds and sun, 75 to 80. Clouds will move in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds and maybe a shower Friday, turning cooler, with highs of only 65 to 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up with your sportscast at 7:50 this morning. A&M Hoops did very well. Interesting comments from Coach Sumlin concerning his Heisman Trophy hopeful. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, their game is not moving. We'll share more of that coming up here in just a bit.
What does that mean? Moving the football? Yeah, I know.
Really?
Had to take it, didn't you?
I did, sure. Why not?
Just had to take shot.
Yeah.
Just let him say his teaser.
That's right. So what are they? They're not moving.
It's a flex game, kind of like, you know, A&M has, you know, scheduled times when the, you know, the CBS will say, okay, we're going to wait till this week to announce the game time for next week. If you guys win, you play at a better time.
I got you. Okay. Hey, pretty interesting story. And again, when these things happen on a holiday week, you don't pay attention necessarily as much, but a pretty interesting story about College Station ISD joining 23 other school districts with the idea of changing this whole plan of high-stakes testing out there. And Anderson Shiro is another one in there, but some other pretty well-known school districts in some fairly affluent, fairly affluent areas, I think, over in Lake Travis, I think, Highland Park, some areas like that, are looking at the idea of changing this entire scheme of high-stakes testing for any number of reasons. And I think, as Eddie Colson said, it could impact education in Texas and really all over the nation. Texas, once again, you know, we're still at the courthouse. We're still trying to figure out how we're going to do school financing. And
yeah, aren't we funded? I think we're funded. Our funds to our schools are like 46 out of 50 states.
Yeah, well, and again, it's been, you know, there were budget cuts, and they did some bookkeeping kind of little hijinks to be able to balance the budget last year. Again, I'm not sure that I believe that just throwing money at a problem, whether it's education or anything else, is the solution.
I have lots of problems.
Yeah, you Eric, throw me money, right? But I'm hoping that they can at least come up with some sort of guidance. And every time I talk to somebody who's in education, I ask them, you know, what is the Texas Association of School Boards, Texas Association of Superintendents, you know, what are y'all trying to come up with? Because even though the legislature thinks they're experts in everything, education is not something that there many of them are experts in. I mean, there are some people from education, and I had a chance to talk to the speaker, I don't know, about a month ago, and he said, well, you'd be surprised how many people know a lot about education in the legislature, but that doesn't mean that they necessarily are in agreement with a lot of what the school districts want to do. So I don't know that money's the answer, but if they come up with at least, this sounds like an outside-the-box kind of an idea for something, and of course, I'll say it because nobody else will. The schools are scared to tell parents that they actually need to be doing their job, because if you bring your social problems to school, if you bring your home problems to school, you're gonna make it tough for kids to learn. I mean, unfortunately, there are people from a whole lot of different social strata that all come into the same building, and that's where the education takes place. And, you know, it's shocking to some folks the kind of lifestyle that people live when their kid is sitting in the same classroom with your little, you know, snow globe child.
Your little pumpkin.
Yeah, whatever, your little, yeah, you know, daffodil.
Your little turkey.
Yeah, but
let's go with Thanksgiving.
But I hope the idea that they're trying to at least put together to lay that at the legislature's feet, maybe they'll look at it and they'll see that, and they'll see that that's something that we need to do, because we all feel like we're paying too much in taxes for what we get at the end. You know, how many schools, how many colleges are having to do some sort of remedial education now for kids who have come out of accredited high schools? And that's a problem. So I think there's plenty of blame to spread around, and I don't know how we necessarily change it, but I like the idea that at least these school districts want to put together a plan that high-stakes testing, the way it is now, is not the solution.
At least schools do have one thing going for them, I'll say that, which is, you know, even if the parents might be rubbish and the federal stuff is just a mess, so many of the teachers genuinely love kids and are trying so hard to make a difference. I have a lot of friends who are teachers, and so just, oh my gosh, at least they have that. Because if the teachers weren't such great people, we would just be totally, for lack of a better word, we would just all be screwed. Well, it just would be.
There are good ones and bad ones like anything else. But you know what?
Well, there's more good ones than bad ones, I would say.
School shouldn't have to wash kids' clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But there are campuses that have, you know, in our zip codes, that have washers and dryers because, you know, the kids' clothes don't get washed at home. Huh? You know, that's a bigger problem than whether we got a good teacher there. There are social problems that schools are having to take care of that it's just not their deal. They're not supposed to be doing that. I don't think when Horace Mann put this idea together, that's what he had in mind. Bring your dirty clothes to school or here, get this kid's clothes washed, give them food. You know, as they leave for the holidays, how many of those kids are going to get food packs to take home?
At the same time, though, the school is such a special opportunity to, like, if it were privately funded, schools have more access to the people who need help than so many other groups, and they actually know what's going on in people's families, you know? So
I can see
how the school is a good avenue to try to distribute things to help families in need.
And now that I've said all those nice things that makes traditional educationalists think, gosh, Scott's such a nice guy today, I'm not so sure that a student voucher program is not a good idea too, though. You know, again, and we talked about this in the candidates forum. You know, you get a chance to decide where you want to buy paint. You get a chance to decide where you want to buy lumber. You get a chance to decide where you want to buy your groceries.
Yeah, why can't you decide where you want to go to school?
Right. Should you be able to do that? So
I think yes.
Okay, now, good. Now that I've gotten both sides angry at us,
there's a shocker.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe someone will call in.
Yeah, all right, so American Dental Association says, all right, today's the day, you know, or Friday's the day, it's everybody go shop. But actually what it is start your day by flossing. That's right. It's National Flossing Day.
I thought you were going to say there was some discount. I've been jonesing to go to the dentist for several months.
Oh, well, go to the dentist. Who's keeping
you
from doing that?
Jonesing to go to the dentist.
It's more like
twisted freak.
It's more like I'm worried about my teeth. Oh. That's why I want to go to the dentist.
It's not. Hey, man, I really need to get a shot of Novocaine.
There's no time in my life I've ever gone, whoa, the dentist.
Man, I need a needle in my gum more than you can ever imagine.
I might.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When was the last time I had a little laughing gas?
I wasn't drunk enough in college for that to ever be a good idea.
Oh.
What are you doing today? Oh, man, I was really jonesing to go to the dentist.
No, but see, this is my thought. I've always liked dentists more than doctors. Doctors,
Why
feel all over your body and look at you in weird places. But the dentist makes you look better. The doctor really doesn't help. If you don't feel sick, you're really not. And even if you do feel sick, they don't always help. But the dentist makes you look good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And make your teeth look white.
Yeah,
they make them straight.
I have a lot of friends that do dental work, and they're all evil.
Okay, dental professionals say the day gives U.S. Americans the chance to start fresh with a new healthy habit. After brushing, flossing every day is considered the most important thing you can do to keep healthy teeth and gums.
And the most lied about thing at every dentist's office in the country.
Still only about half of U.S. Americans say they floss their teeth.
They're talking to the dentist.
Yeah.
Know who tells the dentist to floss? Chuck Norris.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
And they used to, I don't know that they make it anymore. They used to make this stuff called dental tape, you know, that was about six times as wide.
Really?
Yeah. That was pretty cool stuff, I thought. Maybe
kind
it didn't work very
like
well.
Shaped like a tapeworm, sort of?
Yeah, but I got some, have you had any of this super floss?
No, but I do have some wider floss. I like the very thin, wide floss.
Yeah, no,
it's
no.
More
no.
comfortable.
Very thin,
she
wide.
She just said very thin, wide floss.
Yeah, it's like shaped like a ribbon instead of like a rope. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That's dental tape, or it used to be called that. But no, these look like a pipe cleaner in the middle. I mean, it's like dental floss on steroids right there in the middle. Yeah.
It sounds kind of
painful. Oh, with the gap between my front two teeth, that's exactly
what I need. See, that's it. Exactly right. See, I mean, you know.
Letterman's got nothing on me.
Yeah, so there. It works for that. So the minute the Salvation Army bell ringer set up at the shopping center in Portsmouth, New Hampshire yesterday morning, Sarah Hamilton Parker called the police. She works nearby and estimates, I listen to this for 200 hours a year. And goodness, this is the fourth year. I cannot take it anymore. She's so sick, she says, of the dinging of the bell. Causes her blood pressure to go up. And not once, but every day. So she just wants a little peace and quiet for the rest of the holiday season. She asked the bell ringers to move a little farther away to other locations. She's considering drafting a petition. She researched the city's noise ordinance. She said, it makes me hate Christmas. Police said, give it up, lady, really. The bell bothers you? That's it? The bell bothers you? What you ought to do is walk out and say, how much would it take for you to go away? And then just pay that. I mean, wouldn't that be an easy thing to do? Just take care of it that way.
You can stand here all you want. I'll give you $10 for the barrel if you stop ringing the bell.
Something, I mean, whatever. Just make an offer.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Well, you know, going to be a beautiful day. We'll check the weather in just a minute, but the weather will turn colder. It does. It always does. And it may not even be this year, but it will. And no matter what the weather outside, you want to make sure that your energy bills are as low as they can be. That means your house needs to be energy efficient, and part of that is your windows. Enter the folks at Intercon. Windows is what they do. They're a locally owned company. They build windows. They make sure that the windows are just right for your home. They give you selections to make based on whatever your needs happen to be. Give them a call, 823-3639. They'll come out. They'll assess your situation. Maybe you need to replace windows. Maybe they can repair the windows. But what you want is energy-efficient windows. They'll get you the estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There'll never be any high pressure. And we mention that a lot because there are many people that are in the window business who kind of pressure folks. I mean, yeah, this is a good deal, but you have to sign up by 6 o'clock tonight or whatever. They don't do that at Intercon because it's a good product at a fair price. They're a local company, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers they had through the years. So if you need windows, if you think you need windows, chances are you probably know, but you may not know how many of them aren't energy efficient. Intercon can handle that for you. Give them a call at 823-3639.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 81 for a high temperature today, maybe some fog forming tonight. That would mean some fog tomorrow morning as well, about 54 for a low tonight. Right around 80 for Thanksgiving Day. And then we'll start to cool down some, about 70 degrees for a high temperature on Friday. We'll have a wind shift on Friday night, and it'll be cooler on Saturday. Sunshine and 65 is what we'll look at then, and then a low on Saturday night of about 41 degrees. So that's kind of the way we look for the next few days. Right now the winds are calm, humidity's 97%, fair skies, and we've got 54 degrees out there.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Frank Hurt is president of the union that went on strike against Hostess. On Monday, the company asked a federal bankruptcy judge to allow it to liquidate because the union disrupted their ability to produce Twinkies, Ding Dongs, Wonder Bread, and Ho-Hos. The judge told the parties to enter into mediation. If they can't come to terms, 18,000 people, including the 5,600 striking union workers, will lose their jobs. But Mr. Hurt isn't fazed. He says that there's more than a good chance that a buyer will pick up the profitable parts of Hostess and give his union members their jobs back. He said, yeah, people are going crazy because they think they're not going to be able to get any Twinkies or Ho-Hos or Wonder Bread. They'll be produced somewhere, sometime, and by our members. Now, folks, I like optimism, but as the mayor of Realville, I also like reality, and something Mr. Hurt doesn't seem to get. Now, he may be right about one part of the equation. Somebody may buy the brands, and Twinkies, Ho-Ho's, Wonder Bread might live on. But who in their right mind would give his union members their jobs back? The high cost of labor, the benefits package, that's what caused all this in the first place. Mr. Hurt, unions don't generate profit. And because you don't get that, you're probably going to cost thousands of people their jobs.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Howdy, this is Jason Bielinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bielinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bielinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M system plans to continue home football games at Kyle Field during a three-year expansion.
Interested general contractors for the more than $400 million project have until December 7 to submit a proposal. Among the requirements is pausing construction to allow regular season games at Kyle in 2013, 14, and 15. Among details from the 275-page RFP, which you can read online at WTAW.com, includes lowering the playing field 7 feet and moving it 18 feet to the south. That would add 6 rows of seats to the east and north sides. Also on the east side, 20 private suites would replace the lower seating bowl. Previously announced was the demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum and the Reed Building. And the west side would be demolished, adding 6 more rows of seating closer to the field, among other features. The system will announce its construction manager January 11. Work will be done in 8-month phases with a completion date of August 2016. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The announcement that this week's A&M Midnight Yell practice will be held at midnight Friday may not be news, but university officials say it's the first time for a Thanksgiving week football game. Previously, Yell practices were held on other days and times. That prompted a news release confirming what A&M is calling a fully bona fide traditional midnight Yell practice. Means Yell leaders and the Aggie band will be leading the crowd from the quad to the northeast entrance of Kyle Field. Gates will open Friday night at 10:30, and head Yell leader Nelson Ingram says Kevin Sumlin will be there. Aggie graffiti spray-painted on the University of Texas campus has police at both schools asking for assistance. Photos of 2 men responsible for the vandalism can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Either police department can be contacted if anyone has information on who wrote Aggie phrases and symbols on several buildings on the Austin campus. and a College Station teenager missing for 2 weeks is believed to be safe and still in the area, but police are asking if you have seen 16-year-old Cedric Fielder. Investigators say he has stopped answering their phone calls. A photo of Fielder is on our website at WTAW.com. This week's College Station School Board meeting continued discussion on long-range planning.
And I anticipate that we'll get a community group together sometime next spring, probably meeting in February, March, and April through then to really get direction related to how the district can best go about meeting its needs in terms of facilities, and that would be new facilities, renovations that might be necessary for capital projects, as well as look at some of our programs that we have and determine what needs we might have there in terms of facilities.
Superintendent Eddie Colson says based on growth projections and the district's grade schools already at 93% capacity, a ninth elementary building could be needed in 3 years. By the end of the decade, CSISD may need a 10th elementary, a third intermediate, and a third middle school. And the Bryan City Council has been asked to move money to add Christmas lights in the downtown area north of William Joel Bryan.
We see the city spending money on lots of things. Let's put some Christmas decorations down Main Street. We spent a lot of money to beautify downtown, to redo Main Street. Where are our Christmas lights?
The council took no action on the request because state law does not allow a response during the public comment portion of the meeting. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says expanding the lights takes private money and the permission of building owners.
We would certainly want to go all the way north to MLK eventually with the lights, but again, we're limited as far as our original area until such time as we can get funds to expand much further out.
Dunn says there is a committee that works with building owners and solicits money to pay for additional lights. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 55 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
It's not too late to get your home ready for a holiday guest. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Flooring Design has expanded to help you remodel your home.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we are your destination for a complete home makeover, and we handle commercial as well as residential properties.
Call us today and have your flooring, lighting, and countertops installed before Christmas. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Abundant sunshine. We get a chance to see that developing as the day goes on. It becomes partly sunny today, and highs are going to be warm for this time of year, close to 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows will drop down to 55. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Warm on Thanksgiving Day, high 75 to 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds Friday, chance of showers cooler. Highs only 65 to 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Splashing home the three, Elston Turner.
And that's all it took for Aggie basketball. We'll share that with you here in a little bit. Also, fighting Texas Aggie football, talking Heisman Trophy, and a record-setting day for a small 3A school with numbers that are just unimaginable in basketball. 108 attempts in a basketball game by one person. Yeah. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
The gift that's useless that people want, 695-1620, we're giving away WTAW mouse pads.
Engagement ring.
You know, no, mouse pads. You really don't need them.
No, I'm saying it's a useless gift that well, never mind. Okay.
You don't really need them, but they have a calendar on them, which makes them useful from that standpoint, but... You know, you've probably got an optical mouse.
I will warn you, though, those mouse pads, dear listeners, don't let your cats get them because I took some home and my cat tore it totally up.
Okay, would you tell me what the hell you should leave for a cat to get into anyway besides cat food?
Golly!
I'm just saying, watch out for cats.
Hey, folks, don't leave a bag of candy in front of your kid. They're liable to get into it.
Hey, the cat might get impacted.
Would you like a mouse pad?
I'd like. Do you have any floppy disk protector boxes?
You know I don't. I really wish I did.
In the newsroom. I can give you three if you really want them.
And a mouse pad. You have to take the mouse pad, though.
Or actually, come to think of it, looking at it, I don't think it's actually a floppy disk protector. It's a something else
probably
similar
not.
To. It's like a mini floppy disk.
Okay. Who's this?
Wow, boy, she talks, huh?
God, I can't get her to shut up sometimes. Man.
Oh, you know, Scott, I feel the same way about you.
I know. Well, what we got to do is we got to get Kevin to look at whatever you think this thing is because, I mean, I don't know that that's a floppy disk protector. That'd be older than you almost.
Give me a minute.
I've got floppy
Wander down
discs.
There and see. All right, who's this?
Hey, this is James Evans.
All right, James, come by here and we've got... A WTAW mouse pad. You know what? I'll throw in a $15 gift certificate from Ninfas. How's that?
I think they're mini discs.
Wonderful.
Great, thanks. Oh, it's mini discs. Well,
and
that's
I do
different
have a cassette
a
tape.
Okay.
I've got a cassette tape.
Who's
in
this?
Here.
Chris Youngman.
What do you do, Chris?
I work in the drafting department at Garrett Mechanical.
All right. Y'all like do spit wad fights. You ever do that? I mean, just, you know, when somebody's not looking.
Not lately.
Just, you know. I just to break up the day, right? All right.
That's right.
You know where we're located, Chris?
Yes, sir.
All right, come by.
Afternoon.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot. Come by here. Crystal Park Plaza.
They're basically the things that Kat has. They're mini discs.
Yeah, see,
sheaths.
People don't even know what a mini disc is
there
anymore.
There is a floppy disc in here.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Daniel.
Daniel who?
Garcia.
All right, Daniel, come by here. I got a mouse pad for you.
Good stuff for
it
you.
It is. Okay. Who's this?
Eric Aaron.
Eric?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Aaron.
Eric Aaron?
Yeah, like Hank Aaron.
That's like, that's pretty cool. Okay. Now, is that like A-A-R-O-N, Aaron?
That's it.
Got it. All right, come by here, and I got him for you. I got a mouse pad for you. All right, here's the last mouse pad we're giving away this morning. Who's this?
This is Wonderful. I get the last one
Your
today.
Name is Wonderful? You said this is Wonderful? That's cool.
This is Loretta Yonda. Thank you.
All right, very good. Thanks, Loretta. There you go. All right.
Just think of all the people we made thankful for Thanksgiving.
That's right. They got
our mouse pad.
As they sit around the table, they sit around the table tomorrow naming what they're thankful for.
I got a WTAW mouse pad.
At this point, it's not a mouse pad.
What is it?
It's a trivet.
That's right. It's a calendar trivet.
It's a trivet for your table.
You know, it might melt and stick to the bottom of your pot.
Yeah, or your cat could tear it up. All right. So here we are, worried about holidays and Christmas and all that stuff.
The Camino Burana.
Do you understand that? You have a month to live.
Yes.
You have a month until the end of the world.
Oh, yes. Mayan end of the calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
I have been predicting it since I got here.
Since you got here?
Been my fallback on everything. It doesn't matter. We're all going to die on the 21st anyway.
So when the salesperson brings you a commercial that starts on the 23rd, you're going, nah.
Oh, no, the 21st?
Yep.
That's the day my house sale is supposed to close.
Yep. Sorry.
Well,
it will be closed permanently.
That's right. There you go. Now, got something that's kind of pretty cool. Don't know if they're doing that in the Bryan-College Station market, but obviously we've got Black Friday coming up, right?
Yep.
And there are websites where you can go and you can look at the ads ahead of time if you want to do that. You already know because we're running commercials that that the Eagle is going to be out tonight.
For tomorrow.
So that you can buy, you know, the Eagle at a newsstand or whatever. I don't know if they're doing home delivery tonight or not, but so that you'll have those things first thing in the morning so that you can go and shop. What if you could go today and shop and get the Friday prices?
Interesting.
Now, I don't know that it's, again, I will tell you, I don't know that we're necessarily doing it here, but it's called Macy's Black Friday, and it begins today. You can check with the local store here, but if you shop after 3 o'clock, the sale prices are already available on all the Friday deals.
So I'm looking at the circular in the local paper. I'm trying to find it.
That's Black Friday, does that mean today's White Wednesday?
There you go. But here's the deal. What happens is they've got to reset all the computers to be able to accept the prices for Friday. Well, there's not going to be anybody there on Thursday to do that. So they start implementing those changes earlier in the day, and they take effect later in the day.
Oh.
See, that's why you listen, so you can find out about that. So, I mean, if you really do want to go shop, if you really want to go do that rather than shop online, then check. And again, it may not be happening here, but a lot of Macy's do that. And gosh, don't you wish that you were in Phoenix this weekend? Because, yeah why not? Because that's where Scooptacular is. Scooptacular is an ice cream shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it is. That has special Thanksgiving flavors.
Oh.
Who wouldn't want a big old scoop of sweet potato ice cream?
That actually sounds pretty good.
Doesn't
I thought you were going to say something nasty like stuffing or turkey.
Well, they've probably got some of those, too. Hello.
Hey, Scott, you know, before long, it's going to be the spectacular Labor Day Christmas sale.
That's right. We're just going to.
July 4th Christmas sale.
Yeah, we'll glom it all together. That's exactly right.
Oh,
just do all that.
Now, hey, if Jones Soda can make the turkey and dressing,
right,
then they can surely do that with ice cream.
Which I'm sure you've done. That stuff is just nasty.
Oh, it's awful.
It's horrible.
I have an ice cream maker.
No.
Man, no. They make soda that tastes like. Anyway, they do corn, they do cranberry, and yes, they even do turkey. Unique handcrafted creation, says the owner. If you don't want to cook on Thanksgiving, come here and you can eat it all in ice cream.
Can you imagine the taste of roasted turkey?
No,
that,
I can't.
That
it makes
cold?
It makes me shiver to think about it right now.
Oh.
But yeah, nonetheless, but it's a novelty. Have you never had these Jones things before, Kat?
The only Jones I ever tried was marshmallow flavor.
Oh,
I found it delightful.
Well, that could be, I mean, yeah, I could see
It'd
where
be
that,
like cream
that
soda.
Work. But again, yeah. Going, and I don't know if they've got it or not.
It was,
but
now I'll tell you what is a similar thing. You know, Jelly Belly?
Oh, sure.
Or I mean, Jelly Beantorium.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay. Jelly Beantorium. Yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
Anyway, whenever Harry Potter was big, they came out with Bertie Bott's beans, like in the story. So they had all kinds of nasty flavors, and I accidentally got an earwax flavored one.
It tastes like earwax.
It really did.
I've tried it.
I'm leaving now.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the queen you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
With the divorce rate so high, it may seem as if success or failure in a marriage depends upon the flip of a coin. But your relationship doesn't have to be a gamble. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. No one expects their marriage to end in divorce, and yet that's where many wind up. Why that happens isn't really a mystery. When you look beneath the surface of most failed relationships, you'll find some common patterns. Address them early, and any marriage has an excellent chance of success. Take Mark and Jenny, for instance. Like many dating couples, they rarely discuss their differences. They simply glossed over them. But a few months into their marriage, they began to realize how much they didn't see eye to eye about everything from money to sex to which end of the toothpaste to squeeze. But instead of talking through their differences, they continued to ignore them. And in a few years, Mark and Jenny felt incompatible enough to consider divorce. But the problem wasn't their differences. It was their inability to address them. And that's why a successful marriage isn't a matter of fate, chemistry, or a roll of the dice. It's about finding common ground in the midst of differences that naturally occur between two people. As author Leo Tolstoy once said, "What counts in making a happy marriage is not so much how compatible you are, but how you deal with incompatibility." To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:50. Yesterday was the Aggie Football Media Day press conference. And Coach Sumlin, and of course, a lot of the questions were revolving around Johnny Football and the Heisman Trophy. Here's Coach Sumlin's take on it.
I think that if you look at his numbers, just look at his numbers and what he has done compared to everyone else who's playing the game, they speak for themselves. And I'll take it a step further. If you look at his numbers compared to for a season, compared to anyone else who's played the game for in one season, they speak for themselves too.
Splashing.
Sorry about that. Johnny will have a chance to take one more step towards history Saturday, and that's at 6 o'clock. You can catch all the action live right here on 1620 WTAW. A&M hoops in full swing yesterday with both squads after a sluggish first half. The gentlemen got it close, and with 2 seconds left against Washington State in the CBE Classic in KC, Elston Turner came up huge.
He says, get away. I'm going to win this thing.
Oh! Splashing home the three. Elston Turner.
And that's all it took for the Aggs. Up next, they, by the way, Elston Turner immediately following the game was, of course, more than just a little bit excited.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, I know there's a problem over here, and my computer just kind of here. I think we finally got it worked out. Or not. All right, so anyway, Elston Turner was extremely excited following the game. Up next, the guys break for the holidays for a bit. They'll be back at Reed on the 26th to play Northwestern State. A&M women's basketball team posted their first win in convincing fashion. They trounced the Liberty Flames 70-55. Freshman Courtney Walker led the Aggies in scoring with 20 points, 3 assists, and 2 rebounds. Ladies kick off the A&M Classic this Friday at Reed. They'll start the tournament with Southern at 7 o'clock. Dallas Cowboy game against the Philadelphia Eagles will remain on Sunday night, December the 2nd. The NFL announced its flex schedule decision yesterday because both teams are, they don't have winning records, so they don't need to move them to a more primetime slot. And we'll wrap things up with Jack Taylor, who took 108 shots yesterday and set an NCAA record by scoring 138 points to lead Division III Grinnell to a 179-104 thrashing of Faith Baptist Bible College last night. Taylor made 27 of 71 three-pointers. He went 52 for 108 from the field and added 7 on 10 for free throws and did it in just 36 minutes, so he didn't play the entire game. The record was held by Rio Grande's Bevo Francis. The NCAA scoring record was 113 points against Hillsdale, and that dates all the way back to 1954. That's your sports brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Perrine Winery has a little something for everyone. Relax by the fireplace with one of our award-winning wines or pick up a one-of-a-kind gift and simplify your shopping. Perrine Winery will also create customized labels for your personal bottle or case of wine for all your gift-giving this season. And remember, you can host your holiday parties with us. Perrine Winery is the best-kept secret in town, located in the Post Oak Village on Harvey Road across from the Tap.
We're in the studio with Jen Zwicker from Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams. And since you snuck in here right around Thanksgiving, it gives me the chance to say very much thank you. Well, going through the process of buying and selling a home when you're like I am, it just scares me to death. I hate it. And so that's why you bring somebody in that really knows what they're doing. So thank you. I'm thankful for you this year.
Thank you. I'm thankful for you, too. And we're thankful for a lot this year. We've had the opportunity to work with some really fantastic people, of course, including you.
She has to say that.
And it's been a great real estate market. So we're thankful for that as well. You know, we've been blessed, although it's been challenging 2008 to now, our market is so much stronger. We have this little protective bubble here and we're really glad to have that. And, you know, we're thinking that that's going to continue into next year. So I'm going to go ahead and give some gratitude and be thankful for that up front. Just be positive.
If you're looking for a gratifying way to finish up your day, i.e. going into a brand new house or perhaps selling your house, call Jen 324-4796 or look online at zarealestate.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So they've had to do this again. So obviously there's an ongoing problem. Safety concerns over single-use laundry detergent pods, okay?
Well, we talked about this for dishwashers before, too.
Right. Escalated again yesterday with an official alert from the Consumer Product Safety Commission advising parents and caregivers to lock up these products to keep them away from children. But they note that in 2012 alone, there have been about 500 incidents involving children or adults. And that's why they say caregivers. I guess maybe an elderly person or something doesn't know what they are. They're very colorful. I mean, wow.
Can't you like taste it and spit it out?
By the way, speaking of taste it and spit it out, I just like to go back to the last conversation that we had.
What?
Before we waited to focus on the family where
because you didn't want to talk to us anymore.
I didn't. Kat was telling us that she had gotten some kind of gross jelly belly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That tasted like earwax.
Hey, I was lucky. They also had vomit flavored.
Just a minute. I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that. But you said earwax.
Uh-huh.
Kevin breaks in before you've even finished your sentence saying, yeah, it tastes just like earwax.
Well, now, slightly sweeter than earwax.
You see, if
I know where you're
going. If you eat a jelly belly that tastes like vomit, you can go, okay, I've been there. Never in my world.
Have you ever
eaten earwax, wanted to, cared to, never will. I'm just asking, is this...
I'm saying, if I can see how somebody could unintentionally sample earwax.
You're guessing that that's what earwax would taste like.
If you're
Hello?
Sitting on the couch.
Maybe they should make those detergent packets taste like earwax.
Yeah. Yeah, really? Yeah, because you take a bite and spit it out, right?
That's a very good idea.
We've all had this experience before.
No, but you're sitting there, your ear itches, you scratch your ear, and then you're eating something, and then, you accidentally taste your
finger. I don't cross-contaminate with earwax. I'm sorry.
All right, not even during a football game?
No. We've all been in the experience. You get home from work, whatever, you look at the door, and sitting right there is a package.
And then what a good experience.
You have ordered something from somewhere, but for the life of you, don't remember where. So it's kind of fun, though, because, you go and just do that. So a computer programmer has designed something to give you that sense of anticipation, just as you'd like. He calls the program Random Shopper. It essentially is a robot that buys you stuff at random.
Sounds like a waste of money.
Now, but here's what you do. You set up the gift, but you get the excitement of there's a box right there,
Well,
Kat.
Then order stuff and forget what you bought. Well, okay. Duh.
But, I mean, this is kind of like a Russian roulette thing.
Well, no, you know what would be better? If you would buy something for someone else that you know they would like and send it to them as a surprise, that seems way more edifying.
It's that you would like problem right there. I thought you'd like that. I didn't know you wouldn't. I thought you'd want a strawberry shortcake retro doll. Yeah. But anyway, what you do is you set up a gift card with a certain amount on it, like WTAW College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. As Israel keeps attacking Gaza by air, a new attack on Israel by bus. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers live in Jerusalem.
A bomb on a bus in Tel Aviv has injured 16 people, 3 seriously. The explosion took place in the heart of the city, not far from the Ministry of Defense. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld told me it wasn't a suicide bomber and someone's fled the area.
That's based on the fragments that were found from the bomb on the bus itself. And therefore, we're looking for suspects who may have fled the area either by foot or with a vehicle.
Israel is still targeting sites in Gaza. A number of airstrikes hitting Gaza's soccer stadium. 148 Palestinians killed and over 1,000 injured since the fighting began. Dave.
Emily, the U.S. keeps trying to stop all of this. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been conducting true shuttle diplomacy, meeting first with Israeli leaders, then Palestinian leaders in the West Bank. She then returned to Israel for more talks there, and she's now in Egypt, where President Morsi's government is trying to broker a ceasefire. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are condemning that bus bombing in Tel Aviv, a White House statement saying these attacks against innocent Israeli civilians are outrageous. Dave?
Mike, Hurricane Sandy keeps affecting employment. First-time jobless claims hit 410,000 last week, and while that is down 41,000, it's still well above what the numbers have been for most weeks this year. A lot of Americans are hitting the road or taking off for Thanksgiving. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
And Dave, negotiating this or any other major airport on a major holiday is never easy, but is it worth it?
Certainly it is. It gets a chance to go see family in warmer weather.
Where are you going?
Florida.
That guy had his place in the security line, settling in for a 30-minute wait. Now, the experts say air travel is down a bit this Thanksgiving, but traffic is still far heavier than on a normal Thursday.
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club Members Only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain check. See club for details.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hey, you're going to have somebody in your shopping list that might like to have some work done on the upholstery of their vehicle? I mention that because Classic Collision Restoration does upholstery work, and they do it with the same talent and the same desire for perfection that they do for the body work of your car. That could be a great gift for your kiddo, for instance. You know, work that has to be done on the inside of a car is, it takes a specific kind of ability to do that, and they can do that for you, whether it's installing leather in the vehicle or maybe installing a new headliner or putting in new carpet or maybe a new convertible top, then Classic Collision Restoration can do all of that for you. That might really be kind of a neat gift because that's something that, you know, if, and I say teenagers, they're people of all ages who feel that way, but, you know, especially younger people, and their life is their car, their identity is their car sometimes, and so Classic Collision Restoration can do some great work on the inside of your vehicle, and obviously they can do great work on the outside of your vehicle. See, let's be pleasant about that, right? Let's not think about accidents, but, you know, if accidents do happen, and if you end up being in an accident and you do need to have body work done, then Classic Collision Restoration can do that for you as well, and take care of all the things that are necessary, and, you know, it is such a hassle when you have to give your car up for body work, but they'll do it, they'll turn it around, and they'll do a great top-notch job. So give him a call. That's Doug at 779-8399, or go to classiccollision.com. That's the website, classiccollisionrestoration.com. That's the website. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. I'm sorry, 57. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Discussion at this week's College Station School District meeting included next year's legislative action plan. Superintendent Eddie Colson wants state lawmakers to replace end-of-course exams and other high-stakes testing by using 23 districts that make up the Texas High Performance Consortium.
College Station ISD is one of those, along with Anderson Shiro in our area. We would love to see the legislature empower those 23 school districts to develop a new accountability system, separate and apart from the current accountability system. And we believe that allowing us to move forward in developing a new system will be good for the state and perhaps even the nation in the long run.
The CSISD board also approved two recommendations for next year's school calendar. District patrons can vote online starting next Monday. College Station police are asking for your help in locating a missing teenager. Online at WTAW.com is a photo of 16-year-old Cedric Fielder. Investigators say he has stopped answering their phone calls. That's after he was reported missing 2 weeks ago. Fielder is believed to be in the Bryan College Station area and safe. And there's more confirmation that A&M home football games will be played at Kyle Field during a major expansion.
The A&M Systems recruiting proposals for a construction manager of the more than $400 million project. The 275-page RFP, which you can read online at WTAW.com, calls for work to be done in 8-month phases with a completion date of August 2016. The RFP lists all the improvements, but stops short of giving a sequence of what will be done first. The south side would get an upper deck and concourse, adding 12,000 seats initially, with the ability to build another 7,000. On the south side lower deck, there would be chairback seating with access to the Bright Building, which will become a club on game days. The upcoming calendar calls for opening RFPs December 7, announcing the shortlist of potential candidates the 13th, conducting interviews the 19th, then announcing the winner January 11. No starting date was listed, but requirements include allowing regular season football games to be played at Kyle in 2013, 14, and 15. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time in the storied history of A&M Thanksgiving Week football games, Midnight Yell will take place Friday at midnight. University officials issued a news release to clarify, since different days and times have been used in the past during the holiday. Head Yell leader Nelson Ingram says Kevin Sumlin will be among those in attendance. Cal Field gates open Friday night at 10:30, and as always, Yell leaders and the Aggie band will lead the crowd from the quad to the northeast entrance of the stadium. While A&M and the University of Texas aren't meeting on the football field this week, police departments from the two schools have a joint investigation. On our website at WTAW.com are pictures of two men responsible for spray painting Aggie graffiti on several UT buildings. UPD says it is unknown if the culprits are Aggies. Anyone with information is asked to contact either police department. Much of downtown Bryan is now aglow with Christmas lights, but there's at least one property owner who asked the city council this week for lights on Main and Bryan Streets north of 22nd.
We have no Christmas lights in the 300, 400, all the way to MLK Boulevard. Why? Every year we ask, the last 3 or 4 years we've had absolutely no Christmas decorations.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says with no city funds available, they stretch donated money as far as possible.
We've been very pleased this year to have sponsors. For example, on the south end, additional blocks were lit with the sponsorship and with monies from individual building owners who said, willing to pay for it, would you please expand it?
Dunn says the long-term goal is to have lights as far north as MLK. Until then, a committee continues to solicit sponsorships and works with building owners. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 58 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or services or maybe samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Partly sunny and rather warm weather for today, but looks like a good travel day across the state. High temperatures are going to be up close to 80 today. The partly cloudy weather overnight, lows will drop down to about 55. Thanksgiving Day, it remains warm, a mixture of clouds and sun, 75 to 80. Clouds will move in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds and maybe a shower Friday, turning cooler, with highs of only 65 to 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Mr. Downs brought in some pralines.
Yes,
oh my gosh,
did.
Aren't they good?
Huh.
They're warm and juicy.
Well, they're not juicy, but they are. They're sugary.
Juicy in my mouth.
And again, I'm not a real praline person, but these are, this is like a 9.9. Yeah.
Lily's pretty much an amazing cook, and if Mr. Downs hadn't married her, I would marry her myself.
So, So it's the 86th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, kicking off tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I know we'll all be sitting down in front of the TV watching that.
Wait, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.?
8 a.m.
No way, I'm gonna be sleepy.
Oh, okay. In addition to the 10,000 Macy's employees, there'll be 28 floats, 11 marching bands, more than 1,600. Cheerleaders and 900 clowns. And we've had, folks from Bryan College Station be in the parade before.
Were they clowns?
No. They had some band people and also the pep squad kind of thing. Yep. 16 giant helium balloons, including a brand new balloon, the Elf on the Shelf.
That is the coolest thing ever.
What is
the Elf on the Shelf?
Do you guys not know?
No.
Okay, if you get a little one that doesn't know, get them away from the radio in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
You get it, and you get it out just before Christmas.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the elf hangs around the house to make sure that you're being good and reports back to Santa Claus every night.
Oh.
So part of the fun then is the...
Just like Santa's KGB?
Sort of. So then the part of the fun is every morning when you get the child up, the child has to go find the elf.
Oh, okay.
Ours is named Buddy, and if you go online and search, which I've done... You can find different fun things to do. Like I scattered flour on the cabinets or on the countertops and put Buddy in it so it looked like he was doing snow angels.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool idea.
You get some Cheerios out. Buddy had donuts the other night.
Well, who does this?
How big is the elf?
If you just search Elf on the Shelf, you can buy them. And I want to say I saw them at Macy's, but I don't remember for sure.
That would make sense.
On a similar note, I always thought it would be fun if I ever have children to... have the nativity scene up on the hearth, which is where my family would always put it. But then have the little magi and everyone traveling from different parts in the house for the 40 days leading up to Christmas, where they just move a little bit, where you can see them traveling.
She's doing a stop motion movie.
I was going to say, she's the Ray Harryhausen of nativity scenes.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so Elf on the Shelf is new. Apparently Hello Kitty is new and Papa Smurf. Returning balloons would include Buzz Lightyear, Charlie Brown, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Julius, Kermit the Frog, Kung Fu Panda, Pikachu. What is that? It's like somebody sneezed.
It's a Pokemon.
Oh, all right.
It's the unevolved version of the Raichu.
Okay. Of course, that's what I was thinking. Pillsbury Doughboy, Ronald McDonald, Sailor Mickey, Sonic the Hedgehog, Spider-Man, and SpongeBob SquarePants.
I am surprised when I went to New York how small that little area is that they do all of that.
Mm, yeah.
The green part that they show on television is like half a block.
Yeah, it's not very much room. And again, remember they had the high wind problems. They've had, problems before, but generally, there were no Macy's Day parades from 1942, 43, and 44. That's because of the war. The first televised parade was in 1945.
Right after the war.
Yep. They borrowed animals from the Central Park Zoo when they started this thing back in 1924. The first huge helium balloon was Felix the Cat. And
I do like Felix.
For 1963, for that parade, all the floats had black bunting because of the assassination of President Kennedy. No balloons.
Nice touch.
Yep. No balloons in 71 due to the high winds. And in 1989, the parade had its first snowstorm. So there you are. Among those who will be performing, and I never get this.
They don't perform.
They don't. They lip sync and you're...
Right and most there. Of the time, badly.
Yeah. Kobe Calais and Rachel Crowe and Jimmy Fallon and the Roots. What does that mean? Chris Isaac. Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen and Mannheim Steamroller.
Hey, I just got a an email that says from Alan Cannon. It says, Bingle Bell seniors are in the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, very good. All right. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. Hey.
Hey, Scott.
There he is. There's the AC right there. How you doing, man?
I was just going to tell you, Bingle Bells from Consolidated will be in part of the drill team at Macy's tomorrow morning.
You have a vested interest in this?
I do.
That makes me feel old.
Wait, Susan. are you listening to us from New York right now?
No. Alan works at A&M. He's been busy because he's getting phone calls from people he's never heard of before, aren't you?
Absolutely, Scott. And I'll look forward. Maybe you can come out to practice on Thanksgiving. How's that?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, exactly. I know you'll be spending some time out there. Now, do they do anything? Now, do you know where they're going to be in the parade?
I have not seen the order
right
yet, but they will be there in the parade, and luckily good weather.
Yeah, that's good. And I guess now with everything being online, you can actually go and get that and capture it, and you can send it to grandparents and people like that who might not be able to see her on there, huh?
Absolutely. I think we're going to have much better seats in front of the television than my wife up there along the parade route.
That's some. Hey, thanks, AC. Appreciate it, buddy. See you later. All right, there you go. Yeah, Alan's the director of sports information. He's the associate athletic director for sports information. That's why he has to be here.
He's the one that herds us into the press conferences and herds us out.
Ah. Yeah, he's the one who's getting calls from all sorts of radio and television stations saying, now this Manziel person who you have.
Who's this Manziel guy?
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, thanks, AC. So tomorrow being Thanksgiving, when most of us chow down on turkey, along with the ham and the prime rib and the turducken and tofurkey, because we did that once.
Is it awful?
We did that once. It was horrible. What was worse was the tofu stuffing that they gave us.
Goo.
Yeah, which was, I mean, it was kind of grainy, and it was pre-shaped.
Well, stuffing is not generally meat anyway.
Well, I know, but they did an entire, like, vegan thing. I don't know. It was horrible.
So what color was it?
Well, you see, that's the thing. You can make it any color you want. So they made it a, you know, turkey color like light meat. And I think they came in and said, you don't want light meat or dark meat. And I have to say, it was the folks from HEB who did it. They're very nice. They came in and did it. They knew it tasted horrible. They knew we would think it tasted horrible. But they brought it in anyway so that we could try it. Yeah. And you know what they said is, they said, you know, we'll do this for those Mozons once and they'll never ask for it again. And true to our word, we have not.
I was thinking, I wonder what it tastes like.
No, you don't want to know. You really don't. Either that or get a vegan friend. And
well, tofu takes on the flavor of whatever it's with.
Right.
So how do they make it taste like turkey?
Well, I know. They inject like gravy-toid things. I'm not sure. But
gravy-toid.
That's what I would say is, Kat, what I would say is maybe like next September or October, make a vegan friend just for the holidays.
Now, you're assuming I have no vegan friends.
Oh, yeah, and you might. That's very, how silly of me to think that.
Scott!
Yeah, really. Yeah. So maybe if you have a vegan friend who's going to be doing that, or, you know, you could probably go by Central Market in Austin. They're probably giving away free samples.
I want to drive all the way to Austin to get a tofurkey.
Okay, they would be doing that, though. But anyhow, if you get a chance to try it, I know you'll be supremely disappointed. Lennox China Company talked about Turkey Day and what we eat besides turkey. Now, 90% of us do eat turkey. 9% eat ham. 2% will serve pork or beef. And 1% will serve chicken. That, again, of the people who are not vegan or vegetarian. So
see, we serve turkey and a ham.
Oh well, see, that's you know, that's certainly something that's common as well. And you know, quite often there would be a game type Thanksgivings as well. You know, they'll do a wild turkey, but they might do venison to go along with it. So, you know, all of those things that happen.
We've had venison for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see, so
before.
All of those things can happen. All right, it's 8:21.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper, but you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M and Missouri this weekend at Kyle Field. On the program today, Coach Kevin Sumlin says part of the success of this team has been the way the seniors have bought into the program, to the coaching, and to the coaching staff.
The key to this thing is the sooner you get buy-in by seniors and experienced players as a new coach, the sooner you'll have success. And, you know, I don't think, you know, it probably didn't happen until fall camp. You know, we had some issues and some change. And then in fall camp, you know, we changed how we did things. It's change is hard on everybody. And experiences that we had in that camp, I think guys got the feeling like, you know what, here's the direction we're headed. And we're going to go that direction, and instead of pulling people along, you know, you start to see guys lead, and that's gotten better every week, and particularly this time of year is when you're going to need that internal leadership, and we're getting that out of our seniors.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies in Missouri at Kyle Field on Saturday night. 6 o'clock is kick time, 5 o'clock broadcast time on this station. That's the Aggie Football Report. I'm Dave South.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW is about 8:23. Hey, the folks at Suddenlink want to remind you this is a great time of year for you to unwrap the savings that they've got bundled up for you at Suddenlink. More joy in your world with the fastest internet around. You can get Suddenlink's blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. There's Suddenlink home phone service for only $25 a month for the rest of your life. Plus, there's Suddenlink's SL HD TV as low as $35 a month when you bundle. You get tons of HD programming. There's free access to Suddenlink To Go just in time for that holiday travel because you can stream your favorite movies, your TV shows straight to your laptop or your computer wherever you go. So check it out right now. You can give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com to get your connection today. And remember, the video on demand already, you've got The Amazing Spider-Man and Brave and The Expendables started yesterday. And before the end of the month, it's Men in Black 3. So why not have all that going for you? You make the phone call, 1-800-915-1866, or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
Adults tend to be more generous towards others when they're being watched. Now, research suggests that this behavior may start as young as age 5. Yale psychologist Kristen Limegruber led the study. She and her colleagues had kindergartners dole out stickers to friends while also keeping some for themselves. Sometimes the recipient couldn't see the giver or her bucket of stickers.
Children were strongly influenced by what the recipient knew when they were making their decisions. So generally, children were only generous when the recipient was aware of the opportunity for the subject to be generous. So when they could see the subject, then children were really generous. But whenever the recipient was unaware, children were not at all generous. And so it seems like they're being extremely strategic.
She says this indicates that children are more sophisticated in their strategic behaviors than previously thought. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Early birds get the bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books, starting at 7 a.m. The first 100 folks receive a Half Price Books tote bag with a $5 gift card inside, and one lucky early bird will find a $100 gift card in their tote, plus all-day deals where you can choose your own discount. That's right. This Friday, save a bundle on your holiday shopping at Half Price Books. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less and you add special surprises and discounts, that's a hunk of holiday savings. You'll be amazed at the new selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books, puzzles, games, and toys for the kids, movie and music box sets, an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Early birds, that's a lot to tweet about. It all starts Friday at 7 a.m. at Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Do you know what makes the Better Health Diet from Dr. Steelman so different? Well, it's the way it works. You see, he doesn't give you some hard-to-follow calorie-counting schedule or ask you to count fat grams or run 3 miles a day. Now, this is a diet that only a doctor could develop. It has a natural fat blocker, a carb blocker, and an all-natural hunger and cravings killer, so that you can eat the things that you normally eat. And being a physician, he backs it up with state-of-the-art food journal, tons of motivational help, and scads of wonderful health information and nutrition information that is all free when you buy the weight loss kit. You learn how to take the weight off and to keep it off for the rest of your life, without hunger, special foods, or measuring. And the cost? Well, that's the best part of all. It's about one-tenth of what you would pay at a weight loss clinic or diet center. And you can find out more at activateproducts.com or just call them. It's toll-free, 800-465-4411. activateproducts.com or 800-465-4411. The young Army private had been sitting in that jail cell for over a week now, and he just kept thinking to himself, was it worth it? And since he had plenty of time to think about it, that's just what he did. Now, what landed the young man in the clink was, well, being AWOL, absent without leave. In the military, that's what they call it when you wander off from your assigned post or base without permission from your superiors. And you can get in a lot of trouble for doing it. As a matter of fact, you get thrown in the stockade when they find you. Well, to be honest, in this case, they didn't find our young friend. He was actually trying to sneak back into the base when he was caught. To his credit, he was returning of his own accord. What was it this young man wanted so badly that he decided to desert his army post, you ask? Must have been a girl. Nope, not this time anyway. He was going to compete in a contest. One that he believed would change his life and make him a star. Oh, it changed his life all right. His life was completely different now. He was in jail, and that really was different. But not the kind of difference he was looking for. No, he believed that if he could do well at the contest, then the right people would see him, and he'd be on his way to a better life. And so it was real important that he do his best. After all, he was staking everything, and I mean everything, even jail time. And he did do well, very well. He came in first place. The right people did see him, and he got out of jail. And he had some offers. So he figured doing a little stockade time might be worth it after all. Although, I don't recommend that you do it. You may not have the drive and determination that this young man had. You see, not only did he win that competition, but the next 30 contests he entered as well. He became known at the top of his sport for over 10 years. Most people didn't know that he was so committed to his sport that he was willing to go to jail for it. And he didn't stop there. He went on to become one of the greatest box office attractions of all time. It's a little known fact that the Austrian Army private who spent time in the brig for being AWOL is the 11-time Mr. Universe and the man who still holds more bodybuilding titles than any man in history, and one very famous movie star as well, very dedicated, and the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
WTW News Time is 8:30. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M system plans to continue home football games at Kyle Field during a three-year expansion.
Interested general contractors for the more than $400 million project have until December 7 to submit a proposal. Among the requirements is pausing construction to allow regular season games at Kyle in 2013, 14, and 15. Among details from the 275-page RFP, which you can read online at WTAW.com, includes lowering the playing field 7 feet and moving it 18 feet to the south. That would add 6 rows of seats to the east and north sides. Also on the east side, 20 private suites would replace the lower seating bowl. Previously announced was the demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum in the Reed Building. And the west side would be demolished, adding 6 more rows of seating closer to the field, among other features. The system will announce its construction manager January 11. Work will be done in 8-month phases with a completion date of August 2016. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The announcement that this week's A&M Midnight Yell practice will be held at midnight Friday may not be news, but university officials say it's the first time for a Thanksgiving week football game. Previously, Yell practice was held on other days and times. That prompted a news release confirming what A&M is calling a fully bona fide traditional midnight Yell practice. That means Yell leaders and the Aggie band will be leading the crowd from the quad to the northeast entrance of Kyle Field. Gates open Friday night at 10:30, and head Yell leader Nelson Ingram says Kevin Sumlin will be there. Aggie graffiti spray painted on the University of Texas campus has police at both schools asking for assistance. Photos of two men responsible for the vandalism can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Either police department can be contacted if anyone has information on who wrote Aggie phrases and symbols on several buildings of the Austin campus. A College Station teenager missing for 2 weeks is believed to be safe and still in the area, but police are asking if you've seen 16-year-old Cedric Fielder. Investigators say he has stopped answering their phone calls. A photo of Fielder is available on our website at WTAW.com. And this week's College Station School Board meeting continued discussion on long-range planning.
And I anticipate that we'll get a community group together sometime next spring. Probably meeting in February, March, and April through then to really get direction related to how the district can best go about meeting its needs in terms of facilities, and that would be new facilities, renovations that might be necessary for capital projects, as well as look at some of our programs that we have and determine what needs we might have there in terms of facilities.
Superintendent Eddie Coulson says based on growth projections and the district's grade schools already at 93% capacity, a ninth elementary building could be needed in 3 years. By the end of the decade, CSISD may need a 10th elementary, a third intermediate, and a third middle school. The Bryan City Council has been asked to move money to add Christmas lights in the downtown area north of William Joel Bryan.
We see the city spending money on lots of things. Let's put some Christmas decorations down Main Street. We spent a lot of money to beautify downtown, to redo Main Street. Where are our Christmas lights?
The council took no action on the request because state law does not allow a response during the public comment portion of the meeting. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says expanding the lights takes private money and the permission of building owners.
We would certainly want to go all the way north to MLK eventually with the lights, but again, we're limited as far as our original area until such time as we can get funds to expand. Much further out.
Dunn says there is a committee that works with building owners and solicits money to pay for additional lights. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 60 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hello, thank you for calling Toyota. Toyotathon is on. Biggest sales event of the year. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Tornado love.
Excuse me?
Am I the ninth caller?
Sir, this is your local Toyota dealership. You've called during Toyotathon.
Okay. So this isn't the radio station?
Nope. This is Toyotathon, the longest running sales event out there. 34 years now.
Okay, so I'm also guessing I didn't win tickets to the Cheese Monkeys.
No, sorry. But here's something that will be music to your ears. There's no better time than Toyotathon to save money on a reliable and dependable Toyota.
Wow, I like the idea of saving money.
And?
It is music to my ears.
And?
And I wouldn't have to call radio stations to win concert tickets.
You catch on fast.
Toyotathon is on, the one event you don't want to miss. Get 0% APR for 60 months on the new 2012 Toyota Camry with a total savings of over $2,800. Call 800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offers end 12-3-2012.
The early bird gets the bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books. Doors open at 7 a.m. Free gift cards for the first 100 shoppers. Special discounts and surprises all day. You won't want to miss it. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
'Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Abundant sunshine. We get a chance to see that developing as the day goes on. It becomes partly sunny today, and highs are going to be warm for this time of year, close to 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to 55. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Warm on Thanksgiving Day, high 75 to 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds Friday, chance of showers cooler. Highs only 65 to 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now it's time for one of my favorite contests, and I know y'all love when we play this too. It's called I Was Listening Earlier When. Remember when we played that last time?
I never heard you play this game before.
I was listening earlier when.
It's one of my favorites.
I know. We don't do it very often, but.
No kidding.
So if you know what Loretta, James, Chris, Daniel, and Eric won, you can have one too. 695-1620. You can have the exact same prize as Loretta and James and Chris and Daniel and Eric. 695-1620.
WTAW Trivet.
That's it.
It's a date with Kevin.
No, ma'am.
Really?
Like, that's a prize.
Yeah. So, drunk drivers, not the biggest problem on California roads, according to a new survey from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Out of 1,300 drivers who were tested in 9 cities on Friday and Saturday nights, 14% were found to have drugs in their system, while 7% had alcohol. 14%, twice as many.
I'm so glad they legalized marijuana.
Well, only in some places.
That's what I mean, over there.
Yeah, marijuana was slightly more prevalent than alcohol, found in 7.4% of the drivers. The official line from the Director of Office of Traffic Safety is that the results reinforce our belief that driving after consuming potentially impairing drugs is a serious and growing problem. Duh. A press release explained that drugged driving goes less frequently noticed than the pricey test for toxicology, but at the very least, when it comes to pot anyway, now legalized in some states, there have been questions as to just how dangerous driving stoned is. Oh, I don't know. How dangerous does it have to be for you to do something about it? Hello?
Yeah, was it Renaissance Fair tickets?
No, it wasn't. No, thank you, though. I appreciate the call.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Loretta, James, Chris, Daniel, and Eric. One, you can too. Anyway, researchers suggest that stoned users on the road are not as impaired as those who drink alcohol. See, I don't know that that's true. I mean, I'm not, I have no idea. I'm not sure. I think that probably when you smoke marijuana and you drive, you might be more paranoid.
Is somebody behind me? Somebody's behind me.
Hello?
Mouse pad.
That's it. It's a mouse pad. Congratulations.
Yeah, I was about to
Man, I needed
glue.
One, too.
Did you? Why do you need a mouse pad?
Because his cat tore up the other one.
Because it's a 2010 is the last one I got.
Are you kidding? You mean you went an entire year without one?
2 years.
How did that happen?
That's tragic.
All right, who's this?
Thomas.
Thomas
Dawson.
Who?
Dawson.
What do you do, Thomas?
Pest control for Intech.
All right, stomping bugs. All right,
yes, sir.
Come by here, Thomas, and we've got your mouse pad for you.
All right, thanks.
See, it's another reason to look forward to 2012. Wow.
Hate to think that he went that long.
It is a little sad.
It is, but glad we were able to take care of that. Okay, so apparently we're not going to have Twinkies, right? That thing fell through.
Funny you do that right after a story about being stoned,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, really, no kidding. Well, we could talk ding-dongs, too. Talks between Hostess and the union collapsed. 18,500 jobs at the company going away. Hostess staying silent on the whole matter until its bankruptcy hearing, which reconvenes today. Company's plants are already closed. Everything looks like it's ready to be liquidated. After a bunch of legal paperwork and stuff, Hostess, which had been around since 1930, will fade to black, just like Circuit City, Borders.
Borders doesn't exist?
Nope.
No.
Kodak? I mean, you know.
Well, so. Kodak shot themselves in the foot.
Well, they did. Well, they just did stupid stuff. Meanwhile, there is a petition urging the White House to nationalize the Twinkie industry. It's being circulated.
Really?
It's by the White House.
Government subsidized.
Oh, it's by the White House.
If you do the search on, I can't remember what show I was listening to. It may have been Hannity. Oh. That petition was launched by the White House.
I don't think so. I don't think we need to be doing that.
Are we living in the United States of America or in make believe land?
Yeah. Well, again, see, that's the bailout. Everything, bail everything out. Okay. All right, so the one holiday gift topping most shoppers' wish list this year is hands down the coveted tablet computer. A fresh poll from Ipsos and Reuters found one-third of consumers are on the prowl for tablets, and the vast majority won't settle for anything less than an iPad. Well, get over it, okay? I mean, isn't that basically
what
we're saying?
If they don't settle, it means they don't want anything for Christmas at all.
Really? Well, okay. So be it. Those people will probably have a little bit of disappointment they'll have to deal with, certainly coming Black Friday. Apple, notorious for offering one of the least appealing sales, with most hot-ticket items discounted a meager 5 to 10%. Well, why should you even do that? You know, if they're going to buy it at full price, why would you discount? Experts favor Best Buy and Amazon for the Apple products, but don't predict shoppers will see any kind of sweet deals that they hope would happen with tablets this year. Nope. Now, if you want to go with something other than that, that may be there. Hey, this makes you feel good if you happen to be climbing on a plane. Dallas TV station Channel 11 there checked on the germiest parts of the plane.
You and your germ stories.
I know.
Salad bar again.
I wanted to get to the point where people are always carrying latex gloves in their pocket.
Why?
They're like those guys from CSI. You know, they just put them on.
Trying to create mass hysteria.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But anyway, they said the pocket where the magazines are in the airplane is the grungiest part. Just saying.
I believe it.
Well,
because it's where the barf bags are.
Oh. Yeah, but you're supposed to get those out before you need it.
I have been on a plane before where the bag had stuff in it.
What?
I don't know what was in it. I didn't
check. Well,
that's
your fault for going to Indy, okay? You didn't have to go to Indy. Barbara Walters has denied rumors that white trash child beauty contestant Honey Boo Boo is one of her 10 most fascinating people.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad she denied. I mean, that's not going to happen. That would be silly. It would be stupid.
It would be mind-numbingly bad.
Yeah, it really would. Hey, folks at Hasbro, the toy company says nothing's going to change. They're going to have Elmo out on the shelves, and they should. I mean, you know, they had the problem with the guy who's the puppeteer.
He quit yesterday.
Yeah, right. Well, and it's bad publicity for him. But
The guy who accused him backed down from his own comment.
Another guy came forward.
Then somebody else came forward. It's ugly. So. Well, just suffice it to say, Elmo will be out there. It's just, it makes too much money. It's a big deal for Hasbro. I mean, they got stuff that's branded alphabet blocks and all that kind of stuff with Elmo. So
Sesame Street just can't stay out of the news this year.
That's it. All right, one of my favorite shows got canceled. All right, we're going to mourn for a minute. Okay, I'm over it.
What was it? Sanford and Son?
No, it was Boss. Boss, starring Kelsey Grammer. Really a pretty good show on
Stars. I never saw that one, and I wanted to. I just never got a chance to look at it.
Critics liked it a lot. You know, he played a really, really mean guy who's the mayor of Chicago, and the ratings just started going down.
Rahm Emanuel didn't like it.
Yeah, that's probably right, yeah.
The perfect moment in time be for you. Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arendt's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
You know, we don't have any Thanksgiving songs. You ever think about that?
Well, there is one.
Oh, is it what?
Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Talk amongst yourself for a minute. Okay, I just...
There's songs about thankfulness. There's one I can't remember right now, but I know I've sung it.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know... We gather together to ask the Lord's blessings? Is that what the one that I'm...
Oh, that one would work.
Yeah, I was like...
Have you heard
from,
the...
from preschool or
something. Or all the songs that are on the cards and stuff, the internet cards.
The internet cards?
You know, like those little animated cards where you open it up and something dumb, like, thank God I'm a country boy, but he's like, thank God I'm a turkey boy or something. You know what I mean? Just that dumb kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. I guess he didn't find it. Yeah, he's looking
for
it.
No, I did. Hang on.
Oh, all right.
Well, I found turkeys dubstepping yesterday, but it kind of doesn't...
No.
Doesn't look as good.
That's all right.
Literally.
Thanksgiving.
And I deal with it by eating a lot of food.
Hey, pie.
Jim, I'll help you with the turkey.
We don't know whether to eat you or mount you.
I'll eat anything for $100.
Like tofurkey?
Tofurkey.
Maybe tofurkey.
Where were those sounds from?
Those are just random drops.
Okay, you ready?
That's what we call it. Yep. Oh.
To eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
What is this?
Oh, that's
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, who I think became a dad yesterday. Is that right?
I think that's right,
yeah,
yes.
So there you go. Yeah, he does that in the Hanukkah. You've heard the Hanukkah
song.
I have
song.
Heard the Hanukkah song.
Yeah, that's
song.
Famous. All right. So, in 1621, the year the Penguins landed in Plymouth. Maybe it was the Pilgrims.
They had a hockey team?
They did. They held a three-day feast to celebrate the bountiful harvest. But, you know, the thing is... celebrating a good harvest is something that's been done for a long, long, long time. I mean, long before that, they've been doing that for thousands of years. I mean, they used to sacrifice people, right,
yes,
for the
they
harvest.
Did. Yes, they did.
So it's not like this is anything new, but, you know, we're Americans, and so we believe that everything was invented by us or for us, and we think that, you know.
That's not?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because I think if you'll go back and look at the times before we were around even, they were doing that kind of thing. Nonetheless. Okay, now here's our NASA Yes We Are relevant story. The Curiosity rover has another even bigger, apparently history-making discovery that might change everything about the universe as we know it, but they're not going to tell us yet.
You stink on
scientists
ice.
Scientists need to be absolutely sure that it's not a dud. So, Steve Grotzinger, that's his name, he's the principal investigator for the mission, said yesterday that his team has found something really, 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 really cool on Mars. And Sam's soil collecting device has this. This data is going to be one for the history books. He says it's really good. It's really good. Unfortunately,
what, did they find rust or something?
Well, I don't. NASA wants to run a bunch of tests to make sure that they
found a guy that talks like this.
Yeah, something authentic, telling everybody what they found. Most of the outlets covering yesterday's big leak think it isn't just idle speculation, but something that is truly legitimate, which would be, of course, some sort of a science hype for Curiosity.
They found the plutonium P-36 space modulator.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. They've found something that they lost. Oh, that's where my keys are. Yeah, hello. Okay. Well, they're thinking, again, what they think is it may be something like carbon-based elements or some sort of organic stuff that would show that it was a building block of life. We'll see. Not sure.
So you don't think it'll be anything completely riveting?
I don't, no. Well, again, look, there are going to be a bunch of science geeks who are going to get excited about it, okay? They're going to tell us how wonderful it is, and we're all going to go, really? Okay, yeah, we like that. So, let's see. Here's our TV shows, for hot TV shows for the last week. Number 5 was Person of Interest. Number 4 is NCIS Los Angeles. Number 3 is NCIS. They're like back-to-back. They run the same night. Big Bang Theory, and number 1 is NBC Football. Did you see that NBC won the primetime ratings?
No.
For the first time in 9 years.
I'm going to say, that almost back to when they had Friends in
They didn't even have a cake ready. I mean, they had no way to be prepared for. They had no idea it was going to happen. They were just kind of really glad it did. But, kind of unusual. So, did you hear about these petroglyph carvings? Petroglyph is really, really old stuff that, you know, carved in volcanic rock.
What it amounts
like
to is old school graffiti.
Yeah, really. Okay. CNews reports that the petroglyphs carved into volcanic rock near Yosemite National Park, over 3,500 years old, were simply hacked out by thieves. The bandits also damaged other valuable engravings at another historic site in California. According to the Bureau of Land Management, the petroglyphs in the volcanic tablelands represented a pristine example of the Great Basin rock art. I mean, they just went in there, I think, with saws or something and just cut them out, which...
Well, that's tacky.
Yeah, it is. So what, we're going to... Now what are we going to do? We're going to see that in Pawn Stars? What do you got? Oh, man, if any of those rocks. And these drawings right here, what do you think they're worth?
I really want that, though.
Yeah, I really would like to have that. All right. Okay, so let's see what... Oh, I had a Lord of the Rings story. Let me see where I put that. Because I saw that, I thought, oh, you know, Kat would probably like to know that. So, let's see. Are you jonesing for a Lord of the Rings story?
I got something real quick while you're looking.
Yeah.
Tonight is the single biggest day for bar sales in the U.S.
Really?
More people go to a bar today than any other day
of the
year.
Well, again, it's students who come home to drink with their buddies, right?
More than likely.
Or they come home to drink. And
I will tell you, when I was at the other radio station, we had an event that fell the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Frequently. And it was always the most crowded night that we did it.
Really?
Yeah. People coming back in town, they're like, hey, you know, since I haven't seen you for a while, let's meet for beer somewhere.
Sure, let's go drink somewhere. All right, here we go. It's Mount Rapeo. That's it. It's a New Zealand volcano that stood in for Mount Doom in the Lord of the Rings movies. Seems to be headed for a real eruption. New Zealand's Department of Conservation has warned hikers to keep off the summit, saying the recent temperature readings in the volcano indicate increased likelihood that that's going to happen. See, and what happens? If somebody gets up there and they have to be rescued, you know, who's going to pay for that? Who pays for that to happen?
Not us, the people in Turkey.
Yeah.
Or in, not we're, Turkey.
No, then New Zealand. people in Turkey could do that. That'd be okay.
I got Turkey on the brain.
People who have recently lost their jobs more likely to suffer a heart attack.
What?
Than their employed peers. That's right. Researchers found each successive job loss was tied to higher chances of heart problems among the 13,000 older adults. Still, it's not clear or of how unemployment itself might be the cause for the extra heart attacks. General manager.
As opposed to specific manager.
The intro! The
there it is. Yeah, we haven't done it in weeks. Not anymore.
Manager. Well, not that part.
No.
Get away with
thankfully.
It. Not up in here.
Yeah.
Not up in here!
Mr. Ben Downs.
Okay,
Always before you
and Kat play, you have this is your 3-minute warning. Okay,
I did not come in here to play with Catherine McMullen. Right. However, I was going to point out that she was proven right once again about how that you kind of live in the past, because you did tell everybody that the new mouse pads were another reason to look forward to 2012.
Oh yeah, that's right. 2013.
Yeah, so I wanted to be sure
that
the fine people out there who are always, and this is one of our most popular items, not for the mouse pad, but to have a calendar on your desk at all times,
sure,
that it was not,
actually
we were not clearing out old stock.
Mr. Downs, we might be clearing out last year's.
No, these are brand new. I had to write the check for them. I know.
Yeah.
No, these are. And doesn't 2013 just sound icky?
Yeah, it does. It sounds old.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
We're not going to make it anyway.
Sounds like Space Odyssey.
I mean, remember that.
2013, just. Why couldn't we skip straight to 2014?
You think so?
You think it's going to be an odd year?
I'm just taking my cues from you on the time. That's all I'm
doing. Oh, I bet you. All right, then we'll do this. We'll do the list of the stupidest.
But anyway, just want to let everybody know, these are brand new, freshly unopened with that new mouse pad smell.
They do have that,
2013 mouse pad calendars.
Okay, thank you. There you go. It does. It makes your car smell new if you put it in there, especially on a hot day, and let that kind of rubber smell just go through. All right, here we go. It's the five stupidest questions that people have asked the Butterball Turkey Helpline or whatever. Can I take my frozen turkey into my sauna and thaw it faster?
Steam turkey.
Yeah, let your maid do it. Number four, if I cut my turkey with a chainsaw, will the oil affect the taste?
I wonder if a woman asked that question.
Yeah. Number three, can I use my oven self-cleaning cycle to speed up the cooking process?
Oh, good Lord.
Two, can I brine my turkey in the washing machine?
Well, the question is, I have considered alternative uses for washing machines.
Yeah.
So it really depends on how old your machine is, what else it's used for.
And is it okay to thaw my turkey in the bathtub while my kids are bathing?
Oh, God!
Gross.
Those are questions, apparently, that really have
And they get the same amount of votes we do.
Right, yep. Apparently, the first pies that, we had in U.S. America were filled with meat, and they were called coffins. Do you know that?
Trunks were also called coffins at one time.
There you go. Mini, sliced, and half pies make up a full 24% of the pies that are bought. Recent growth in popularity for blueberry and cherry pies can be attributed to the public's desire for antioxidants. And pies are slowly starting to challenge cupcakes for the title of trendiest dessert. Trendiest dessert.
Bacon as a close second, right?
Can you imagine? Could you imagine a bacon muffin?
Yes.
Would that not be perfect?
I will tell you this. I have a friend who has a recipe for chocolate bacon muffins.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope, just bacon muffin.
Okay. Chocolate muffins with little bits of bacon.
If they could find a way to do that with a kolache, I'd be fat, dumb, and happy too. Yeah.
Now, again, we know that this whole Thanksgiving story in U.S. America is a Yankee conspiracy. And the reason I know that is I found out this morning that the Pilgrims did not hold the first Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving was actually held in a community near El Paso in 1598, a full 23 years before the Pilgrims. Damn Yankees.
Yeah, but
take everything from us. I don't care. They've taken everything from us. You think the Indians spoke Pilgrim? I mean, I guarantee you, they were learning new words. And you know what would have happened?